Hello, gamers, and welcome to episode 249 of the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade. I'm your host, Daniel Nicholson, and with me is my co-host, Dominic Stallworth. What's going on this week, Dominic?
Man, school has started basically everywhere now. School's probably started around the country. Kids are back. Weather's been okay. It's been, we had like really one hot day, probably two. But it's been okay. It hasn't been terrible. I'm glad we're finally getting to this fall weather.
And we also didn't get football started by a hurricane.
Yeah, well, I was getting to that. I was trying to get like good things out the way, Daniel, and lead up to the bad, all right? God damn it, Dan. You just ruined everything. You ruined everything.
All right, podcast canceled. See you tomorrow.
Of course, football this week. We had some early games. Fall is finally here. And also that comes with hurricane, weather, which around this time, which is always bad, is always on the lookout. We got Dorian happening. It didn't quite go the path that Donald Trump told us we thought it was. It's going to hit Alabama, but it did stay in the Bahamas for a while.
Yeah.
And pretty much devastated that area.
Definitely.
Probably should have shot that nuke at it. Mm-hmm. Probably would have calmed things down.
Or fly planes in reverse.
Y'all liberals all against that stuff. That's all against them on it. On that genius plan of his. But yeah, it's moving on the coast, I guess, the Carolinas area. I hate to call my friend, but he's like in Durham. So I don't know how much effect this happened on him, except for maybe rain.
My aunt is in Raleigh, and she said it was okay for her.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe it's probably not affecting him much. So he probably still has to go to work, go to school, because he's a teacher. It's bad, but at least feel bad for the Bahamas, what they had to go through, but I mean that's just that area. I mean, you know, we get it every year. But it seems to be worse in recent times though. Yeah. Seems to be a lot worse compared to history, we've seen in history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There were any other storms? Any other ones they said like that's in the horizon now? Any tropical storm like forming?
I haven't seen anything big come across the news yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything, but yeah. What else is going on around the world? We have Walmart. How you feel about this? Walmart saying they're not going to sell ammo in their stores.
I hadn't heard about that.
And that's interesting. Oh, really? Okay. They're not going to sell ammo in the stores. The CEO said that. And also, they're not going to allow open carry. They're going to ask the guy. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a requirement. That's the thing. I think they're going to ask the guys not to open carry weapons. Because the thing is, even if they say that they're not going to allow open carry weapons now in their stores, how do you enforce it?
Yeah.
I guess you just call the police. Because I know that Walmart greeter ain't going to be like, hey, yeah, you gave me, can we carrying this weapon out here. But yeah, they're going to stop that. So, of course, you hear some people say, like, oh, I'm just going to boycott Walmart or something like that.
Can't stop me from concealed carry, though. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I guess better than nothing. That's fine. But as always with some good news, there's some... Well, I guess it all depends how you look at the world. Bad news. I mean, there's something that happened. Texas has loosened their gun laws. Basically, it was the same time when I heard that news about Walmart. The day after the shooting.
God.
They loosened the gun law. It was already happening. It was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Or is it?
Gun laws, they were loosened. I see this article. Gun laws loosened in Texas. It said the loosened restrictions on gun ownership and use in schools. So there we go. We can finally get those teachers to have those guns so they can stop these students from doing those shootings.
Yeah, give my kids guns. Give everybody guns.
Yeah. Apartment buildings, foster homes, and house of worship. Because we because that's where you know you need the guns. Oh yeah, false homes definitely. Can't have what's that guy name? Please, sir, I'll have some more. You pull that gun out, so you ain't getting no goddamn more. You get your ass back there, and you sit down, shut up.
Shazam would be a way different movie if they had guns in the foster room.
Yep. He wouldn't be sneaking out. They say, you ain't going nowhere.
Yep.
You go to sleep. And he would never got this. Well, he would never be Shazam, so yeah. It wouldn't be Shazam.
You want these superpowers? You better have a gun.
Whatever. What was his name? I forgot the guy's name.
Billy Batson.
Yeah, he would just be Billy Batson. The story of Billy Batson and how he misses his mom. Yeah.
Then he ends up shooting her.
So I mean, it's. I just wonder why the loosening. Like, what was the reason for the loosening of the gun law? Like, what was the
more good the people complaint? With guns, Dominic, will stop?
I guess
the few bad
maybe
people
because
with
they looked
guns.
At the other. They're on the other side of the coin of the shooting, saying, "Listen, man, this is why these shootings are happening because not enough these gun restrictions are keeping us from."
That's exactly
ourselves.
What it is, because they always go to, "Oh man, that's why they're shooting up schools, because they're soft targets, because nobody has guns there, and they know they aren't going to be met with any sort of resistance."
Can they just get like deterrents, like you know we have in video games to
oh,
set up
man,
deterrents?
Oh man, that'd be great.
And stuff like that, just to have automated deterrents.
Then you
like it's probably
gun detected.
Yeah.
Got that fucking robot from RoboCop in there.
Yeah, but anything to keep away from the, like, really get into the psyche of the humans to see why they do this. Or to help them.
Because it's video games, Dominic. They make me love guns and love shooting yeah. people.
And make me hate Goombas.
Yeah. We're not talking about Italian people, are we?
No, I was talking about the you jump on a Murray, y'all.
Okay. I'm back on board then.
Well, wait a minute. Is that why they call him Goombas?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Is he just self-hating? That Mario's a self-hating Italian?
Shigeru Miyamoto is commentary on Italian self-hate.
And I hate turtles, too.
Yeah.
But I also like them because I played the Ninja Turtle game. It's very confusing.
Well, you like mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, mutant turtles. I like humanoid turtles. Hey. The ones that they assimilated and became, they wanted to be like us.
Exactly.
Not the ones.
You don't like these illegal
the ones,
turtles.
Yeah.
I got you.
Exactly. All right. So, what else is happening? Anything else happening around the world? I think. President was a Zimbabwe died or something. I heard someone died over there. Rebel leader. He passed away. Other than that, yeah, nothing. I only got nothing. You hear anything? You got anything?
Nothing. You pretty much covered it.
All right. So let's move on to sports. Like I said, football happened. Thursday, NFL started. College, I ain't got really much to say. College actually started like 2 weeks ago, but I was really out of the loop. Like, I didn't really been paying attention. But they had like some early games, like a week before. I don't remember the teams. Like, I think Florida won. It was Florida playing against Miami. I don't know, that was a big one. It was another game too, but I don't know. This weekend, only game I really paid attention to was the Maryland game, which they blew out Howard. I mean, I'm guessing Howard's getting some money from them because why else would they play Maryland? Because they're not definitely on no talent level whatsoever with these higher Division I schools. They killed them. Like, was it 79 to nothing? 78? It was something to nothing. Yes. Yes, it is. They already had 56 in the first half. That game was pretty, it was just pretty one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty one-sided. Howard made it close, though. They got it close in the second half, but only allowed them to get, like, 15 more points. But anyway, I watched, like, a little bit of it. When I saw they were up, like, 28, I forgot what the score was. It was something huge in the first quarter, so I said, okay, I'm gonna stop watching. I just figured Maryland win. They play Syracuse this weekend. So that should be a little bit better. Syracuse had blown out a team they played to. They played a cream puff. So now I guess we'll see. Syracuse really, it's not a football school, but they are Division One, and we don't know how. This would be Maryland's, I wouldn't really call it tests, but I mean, at least you can see what's on the stage. Now, I ain't gonna say they should win. I don't really know Maryland. Like, I don't really pay attention to them enough. I just know they got a new coach. And you know, cause the incidents that happened with the player last year who passed away, you know, he went through all that. Mm-hmm. So they're at a change. So we'll see how they do. Now, actually, the score probably was 79, I believe, because it was the same number as the player who passed away.
Conspiracy.
So some people are thinking, like, were they just going for that score to get to that number? That's what I said. I said, I would hope that's coincidence, because what is the benefit of that? What is that? I would hope that's a coincidence. Yeah, so I haven't really been paying attention to college football, so I don't know what else is going on around the league. I don't even know who's really number one. I figured Alabama is either number one or number two, you know? I mean, they're one of them. Clemson's even number one, number two, or three. But Clemson is playing Texas A&M. That's the big game for this weekend. So I think I'm going to probably check that out. Anything else college? Nothing else. NFL happened. You had the big game between the Packers and the Bears. It was a very exciting game, Daniel. Very exciting. 10-3.
Ooh.
I don't know.
But a defensive showcase.
Because I had to go to work. I had to go to work the next day, so I was like, I'm not going to be staying up for this.
Yeah.
So, I thought it would be a lot more scoring. I did have a running back on the Bears, who I expected to at least get like a touchdown or something.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing for me. I'm disappointed in him. And yeah, for fantasy football, see, now I look at these players not as people. They are there to help me win. And if they do nothing, I will hate them.
They're pawns in your game of chess.
Exactly. I hate them and I will dishonor them. And I will say mean insults to them. But yeah, it wasn't a huge scoring game. Both defenses were just—I don't know if the defenses were just dominating or the offenses was just rusty because it was the first game of the season. And from what I heard is that those quarterbacks didn't really play a lot in the preseason, which most don't. But I guess they really didn't play a lot. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers even played at all. I don't know in the preseason. But hey, his team. They won the first game. It was kind of upset because Bears were home. So Green Bay did steal one from the Bears. I thought the Bears would probably win that game. I didn't even do my picks for this year, like who I think will win. And I don't know. Super Bowl, I'm going to say it's going to be the Kansas City. I'm actually going to say Patriots are not going to make it this year. I'm going to say Kansas City is going to win versus
the Raiders.
Between the Cowboys and Seattle.
Okay.
You see, who's going to say? Who you say?
No, you were rolling your R's. I said the Raiders.
Oh no, they're on the AFC, so they can't do it. I would say Seattle. I'll say Seattle versus the Kansas City. But if it's not that, my second choice would be Patriots versus I don't know. I really don't know who's like who will win in the NFC. Man. Not the Eagles. I kind of want to say Cowboys. I'm going to say Cowboys. Patriots versus Cowboys.
America's teams.
And I actually have Zeke. Zeke did get paid. I believe he's like the highest paid running back.
Oh, wow.
So he did get paid by Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have him on my fantasy team, too. So I'll be rooting for him. Like, I don't care about the Cowboys winning. Like, I'm going to root for them to lose. But I'm rooting for Zeke to get, like, they lose, but he gets, like, 3 touchdowns. Yeah. So that's just how it is. But what else? Oh, Antonio Brown. Yes, Antonio Brown. He's been going, still going crazy. Apparently, he threatened his general manager. I mean, that's the rumor. I don't know if that's, but this rumor that the Raiders were going to suspend him. But I look at the news now. It looks like he did an apology, so he might be playing this game. But it's just been like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is this? Like, what is wrong with him? Like, is he off his meds or not, or on new meds? And like, what is? Because he's just like, he went crazy on, I mean, he kind of went weird with the Steelers and didn't want to play with them no more. So he went to the Raiders, but then he started going weird with the helmet thing. Like, oh, I don't like this helmet. And then he got a new helmet. And I saw some of Hard Knocks, which is a reality show for NFL. Like, a guy was like, man, he looked like a Power Ranger. It was like a player saying he looked like a Power Ranger because his new helmet. But I guess he's fine with it. I'm not sure. But he, and then there's a rumor that he was upset because that general manager thought he wasn't a top five player from the draft he was in. But I'm like, and that got to the point where he threatened to punch him?
Nope.
Like, what the hell? It's just so weird. And there was someone on Twitter, an ex-player, he was saying that he thinks that Adrian, like, he is doing what he's supposed to do, like Antonio Brown. Like, he said the NFL is like a reality show. And don't think he's just doing this on his own. If someone's told him to do this. Mm-hmm. I said, nah, I wouldn't be surprised. Cause I'm always suspect on these things. But anyway, it's just what he said, like them calling him, saying he was calling him racist for him not wearing the helmet at one point, which I'm like, look, like this is plenty of things you can say racist, but the helmet thing, definitely, I don't know. I don't know about that. But it's, yeah, he is just a mess with him. And if he just comes out and plays the first game of the season, like, what the hell was all that? Like, what the hell? It's almost like this is like this a big, huge distraction, just like to have something crazy happen in the offseason. And like, if he gets no punishment for it, like, for what he's done, I mean, because I feel like something has to happen. Like, this guy was that worth it? Like, was that distraction of him saying the things he said, the reaction, him not playing, practicing or anything because of the helmet situation? I mean, he did get fined a lot, though. He got fined like $500,000+.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I guess maybe it is, if he just plays for a season, they let him play. I guess it's fine because, like, hey, we fined him like half a mil. Mm-hmm. More than half a mil. It was like, so, yeah, that sounds a good enough punishment. I don't know. It's just like, whatever. But if he does play, he does well. It pisses me off because I didn't pick him on a goddamn fantasy team because I didn't know he was going to play or not because I didn't know what the hell was going on. I think that's about it for NFL as of right now. Oh, yeah, but Redskins, I predict them to go 6-10. Same as last year. They went one game better last year, 7-9. But I say 6-10, between 5-11, 6-10. One of those. They do play the Eagles first. They're at Philadelphia, so I definitely think they lose. So, yeah, I see no chance of them winning that game. I'm just wondering if Haskins, our rookie quarterback, when will he be able to play this season? Because he's not starting, but I feel like if we're not doing well, he'll get some time. Just want to know how long will it take. Other than that, that's it for football. Major League Baseball, the Nationals, who have been the hottest team. And I guess some people are tired of hearing that, like around the country. If you're not in Washington, because I was looking at Atlanta's feed, they're like, because they're playing Atlanta now. Atlanta beat them the first two games, the 4-game series. Atlanta beat them the first two games. And Atlanta's like, but they're the hottest team. I guess they've been hearing that too. And I was like, oh, I guess they've been hearing that. I guess, because they have been, like since, they always say, like, since May 24th, Nationals had, like, the best record in baseball.
Oh, wow.
And some people were saying, like, well, if Atlanta wins this game, which they did, they'll be tied with the Nationals for the hottest team since May 24th. Mm-hmm. And I guess now they are. So a lot of people are like, well, I can stop hearing that. They're the hottest team. They got to change it. They said, oh, the Nationals account got to change their Twitter, like Twitter feed or whatever. But yeah, so the Nationals, see, thing is, I just look at it like the Nationals have been really good. Just Atlanta's been better. That's why I started, because every time Nationals go on a roll, Atlanta keeps winning too. So Nationals went and the closest I seen them be was about 3.5, maybe 4. But now they're at 9. Because they played them head to head, and Atlanta's also been winning games too. Like they've been consistent. Like Atlanta's been consistent too. Like those two teams been consistent. Just that just tells you how much better Atlanta probably is to them. Even though when I look at the Nationals, I see their pitching, starting pitching anyway, better than Atlanta's. But Atlanta, they're coming along though. Like, Max Fry did great against Strasburg, who I think, I mean, Strasburg's still probably better than him, but he did better that game. And then they had Corbin on the Nationals who played yesterday, and he did all right. It's just the guy in Atlanta just did better. Keuchel was did a better job, because the Nationals' offense has been great lately, and they've been holding them down. I mean, Nationals got close. They were down 4-0. They hit a 3-1 home run and made it 4-3 in the late innings, but they held on. Atlanta held on. I mean, it's just, yeah, Atlanta, I mean, they're a fun team to watch. I like watching them. But, I mean, I root for the Nationals to still win that first wild card spot. Because I do like that. I'm so upset, though, they fired Dusty Baker 2 years ago. But, I mean, I still like the team. And plus, if them going to the playoffs really hits home to, like, Bryce Harper going to Philadelphia. Because, like, yeah, they let this guy go, this great guy go, but they're better than them. They're still better than Philadelphia. And Philadelphia had just lost. They just lost in a walk-off walk, basically. The guy walked home, bases loaded, run on Philadelphia. So that really hurts Phillies for the wild card run. They're still in it, but that hurts them. Arizona came out of nowhere. They're in the wild card race now. So I'm kind of rooting for them because Adam Jones, former Orioles, on there. So I'm rooting for them to actually get that second wild card spot. Orioles are taking a very long time to tie their last year's win-loss record. Like, I think they're like, what, one game away or two games away?
Oh, wow.
And they keep sucking. It'd be something. They just lose the rest of the games of the year just so they can have the worst record than even last year. But yeah, they're playing the Texas Rangers, who is another team that's not really good. But when the Orioles are like one of the second worst teams, or the worst team, the way you look at it, it's like, hey, everybody's great compared to them. And I think that's about it as far as baseball. So U.S. Open's happening. Serena still win it. She's playing the championship today. I don't know who they're playing against, but all the top two of the top women are gone. But it's always like, can Serena last until, because she seems like she always gets tired in these later rounds. So I wonder, can she finally do it? And I believe if she wins, she'll tie the record for most tournament wins, the big tournament wins. I don't know who it is, the woman name, mm-hmm. who she's going to tie it with, but she'll tie it, so that'll be good.
Very cool.
Men's, I don't know. I think Nadal's still in there. I didn't see the match. I think the match happened last night, so I don't know if he won. He's the only guy I know that's still in it, because Federer and Djokovic had lost, two guys who were in the Wimbledon finals. So this should be Nadal's year. Basically, he should be able to win this. Other than that, that's it. You got anything? Any wrestling news happening? I heard that Raw was in Baltimore.
Yeah, Raw was in Baltimore. The AEW show happened last weekend, and they announced their next pay-per-view, which will be happening in Baltimore. That'll be Full Gear, I think November 9th is the date of that one. And that is where we're going to get the match between Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley. So since that didn't get to happen because Jon Moxley's out sick, Chris Jericho won the AEW title and subsequently lost it. He went to a Longhorn Steakhouse via limousine, I think a day after he won the title. And when he came back out to the limousine, the belt was gone. So there were a couple of days there where the title was missing. And then someone found it in the middle of the street.
Is this a storyline?
No. This is all real life. This came from police reports. Yeah. And somebody just found it in the middle of the street, I guess. Whoever had taken it, dumped it off somewhere when they realized how much shit was going on. Or this guy just says he found it in the street and he's really the one that ended up taking it. It sounded like the limo driver had to go back to the airport because Chris Jericho ended up with somebody else's bags. And for me, I assume that maybe like he thought the belt went with the other bags or something like that. But yeah, there was a while there where people were freaking out like, oh my God, he lost the title. And of course, Chris Jericho just made it into a storyline, basically like made a video saying he's launching a worldwide investigation with the best detectives or whatever. And then when they found the title, I think it was like the next day they found the title, he was like,
he got Columbo on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that stuff was entertaining. There's a whole bunch of memes. Longhorn's Twitter account, unfortunately for them, I don't think capitalized in the way like a Popeyes or a Chick-fil-A or a Wendy's would have. Arby's tried to jump in there and ask him if he wanted a cardboard title because, you know, they do all like the video game stuff with cardboard all the time on their Twitter. But Longhorn was just like, we take our customer safety as priority number one, and we're sorry to hear that you lost the title, and Chris Jericho is a champ of all time or something like that. It was very like corporate speak, and really it wasn't, they just happened to be ancillary. It's not like he lost the belt there or he got robbed of the belt or anything like that. He just happened to be going to a Longhorn, and people thought it was humorous that he went to a Longhorn in a limousine because it doesn't seem like that's a place that you necessarily go in a limousine.
It's a classy place, Daniel. I don't know what people talk about.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to a Longhorn, I don't think, so, yeah.
I wear a tux every time I go there. Oh,
very nice. Well, I guess that's why I don't go there. I don't rent a tux enough, or definitely don't own one, so.
Like, I consider classy places where they say no shirt or shoes, no service. That then they're classy.
Oh, so 7-Elevens are classy now.
Yeah, that's a classy.
Gotcha.
That's a classy convenience store.
Understood. Yeah, so I guess the big news out of Raw was that Bayley turned heel because she's friends with Sasha Banks, so she attacked Becky Lynch. So now it seems like they're moving towards maybe Sasha and Bayley versus Becky Lynch and Charlotte in some form or fashion. That's actually a tag match that's happening next week on Raw. But it seems like the overall storyline is maybe leading to all four of them in the main event of WrestleMania next year. And that would be good if that ends up turning out to be true. And I think that's basically it for what's going on in wrestling right now.
All right. So I guess we're getting what we're watching. So the only thing I watched was this movie that came out this year called The Dead Don't Die. I remember seeing the trailer and I forgot what movie I was looking at. But it has some big actors in there. It has Bill Murray, Danny Glover, the guy who's Darth Vader Jr. from the current Star Wars.
Kylo Ren.
And it means, oh, it's Selena Gomez.
Oh, wow.
It is it's a bad movie, but it's so bad that it's sort of good.
Oh, okay.
Like it's, I wouldn't pay for it though. Like if you could get it for free, if it comes on Netflix and watch, yeah, I'll say watch, but it's like, it's like, it looks like it's going to be getting somewhere funny. It's like, okay, man, this is like, watch like the first few minutes. I say, okay. It's like that weird kind of humor, and with but it doesn't go anywhere. And then the people, a lot of them die very quickly, and so it's like, God darn! Like, how much you can pay for this?
That's how they can afford them, Dominic. I mean, it seems like they got a quite a list of people in there.
Yeah, it was. It's not really a good movie. It has some funny moments, but it's not a good movie overall. It's not necessarily that good. I thought it was gonna be a whole lot funnier, but it wasn't.
That's a shame.
That's all I watch. I'm trying to think. Did I watch anything else? I think I watched a little Peaky Blinders. It's pretty good. The antagonist. Yeah, I mean not the yeah. And this one is the Billy Boys, there are all these guys are real gangs, but they just, you know, they embellish it and they kind of change. Like the Peaky Blinders, like really, I think at this time they're not supposed to really be in existence, or they're not big, and not as big as what they are in this show. They kind of embellish them, but the Billy Boys is a real gang. They're a Protestant gang who really were going after the Roman Catholic gang.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Keeping religious wars gangs, alive, man. Dominic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. All the religious people, they all had gangs because it was a Jew. Because Tom Hardy, he was part of the Jewish gang. He was his gang was Jews. Well, Italian is not a religion. That's all I guess it's not. They Catholics. Whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, they get lumped in with Catholics, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. Like people are talking about peace and stuff. But it's like, oh, but they're violent. They are violent people. All right. What else? I think that's it. Yeah, that's all I watch. So we'll get to what we've been playing. So what you been playing, man?
So I've been playing more Resident Evil 4. I finally beat that game. Got through that. That game's really good, as it turns out. I started trying to play like the extra stuff, like the Ada Wong, Ada Simon stuff. I really didn't get into that because I was thinking like I couldn't remember what that stuff was. I thought there was like maybe an actual kind of like story stuff to it, but it ended up just being like, oh, you get dropped into this part of the game and you got to kill these people, collect the thing or whatever. So I kind of got less interested in that. I started a new game plus actually just because I wanted to go around with my fully upgraded weapons and just blow off some zombie heads at the beginning of the game. And I got a little bit. I'm still like in the first village just trying to collect treasures and stuff, but I'm probably not even going to go back to finishing that now that there's so much else out right now. One of which is part of our news, but the Nintendo finally did it, Dominic. They added SNES games to the Switch. They've got 20 of them. And
they got some big ones.
Yeah, they've got the big ones that I would hope for off the top. You know, Super Mario World, Super Metroid. I played Zelda. Star Fox because I wanted to see what that game is in this day and age, and because I remember renting that game as a kid and not really understanding what was going on. I think like the 3D just boggled my mind or something.
Polygons, the polygons.
Exactly.
Polygons.
I wasn't ready for it.
You didn't learn them in school yet.
They were too sharp. Exactly. You didn't learn them in school yet. I wasn't in geometry yet.
Really? Yeah.
But man, that game's unplayable nowadays, at least in my opinion.
I thought it was better looking than the N64 version.
Well, so that's the thing. Like playing this first level, it feels like it's just the 64 level, and I'm like, I would much rather just have that. Which that probably doesn't even hold. I mean, that probably holds up a lot better than this, obviously. But I have my doubts about how well that
I played N64. Well, I watched the N64 during the speed run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does hold that. That's
yeah,
playable.
I did watch some of that. Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah.
And plus I had it on the Wii. That game, that's always one of like the original Star Fox. It's like, man, don't you want to play this?
I mean, like
this is a bunch of polygons.
The frame rate
is just
so clunky. Like it would be fine if it ran at a decent frame rate, I think, but it struggles so much that it. Like I was missing everything. It didn't feel like I was really shooting where I wanted it to be shooting. It just for what it was at the time. There's like Animal Crossing sounds or whatever you want to, like Simblish. There's like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's just that noise.
Yeah.
I want to hear them. The Slippy say, help me, and I don't help them.
And then you shoot at it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for what that game was in the day, you know, it's impressive, but we have.
Hey, don't tell me to do a barrel roll. You can't tell me to do a barrel roll.
You can't do a barrel roll in the original, which sucks. I was like, man, if I double tap this button, will I barrel roll? Nope. I'm disappointed. Because I love that. You reflect all the lasers off of you when you do it in 64 version. Why can't they just remaster the 64 version, Dominic? That's all I want. That's all I asked for.
It did. It's in that Star... What's it called? Star Link?
Yes, I mean... There was a time where I was going to buy that. Too bad I couldn't get it for $5 like I wanted to.
You know what? I should see if that's on the Ubisoft Pass.
Oh, there you go.
But you know what? It won't be Star Fox, though.
Yeah. Yeah, one of these days that... I mean, I think I've seen the Digital Deluxe Edition for like $30, maybe $20. Maybe I saw the physical one for $20. But yeah, if the Digital Deluxe one went down to like $15 at a time where there weren't a million other games that I would rather be playing or felt more inclined to play, then I would probably pick it up, but... Right now is definitely not that time, Dominic. September is going to be massive. And, you know, instead of playing these new games that have released this week, I'm back to playing Super Metroid because Nintendo did this to me. They finally released it on the Switch.
But, yeah, I played some Mario World just to try it out, just to try the features. I never tried out the features since they had it where you could just save anywhere, Obi-Wan, the Y features. Because even when they announced it for Nintendo, it's just like none of the Nintendo games I really care to play, though. Yeah. I literally have no... I mean, I guess Mario. I kind of want to go back to playing Mario. I might go back to the Nintendo version of the Mario games. But the other games... Well, I didn't know they had Double Dragon 2. So I when I saw that, I said, oh, that's cool. But then, man, it feels so weird playing that game now on Double Dragon 2. I tried that a little bit.
Yeah.
But... I played Mario World, and yeah, I mean, that's cool. It was cool. But yeah, I'm happy that these games are out there, because I do want to play Link to the Past. Mm-hmm. I do want to play Super Metroid, because I never did, I never played that fully. I never completed it. I never completed Link to the Past either.
Oh, wow.
And Mario World 2. I never did get... I think I only played like one stage of that game, so
yeah, I'm not sure if I beat that one either.
Pretty cool. But I heard they now that this came out, they're not going to be having like releases like every month.
Yeah.
They're going to... which, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be disappointing, or it could be that, hey, they don't want to keep giving a ton of games, like having so many games, I guess. They want to just... give them out at a certain amount of time. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder how much more work maybe these take, too, because, like, they have Mario Kart on there, and you can actually play online, you know, in the Super NES version of Mario Kart, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's also cool that you can play some of these games online.
Man, I wonder if you can play Super Mario World online, you know, with Player 1 playing as Mario and Player 2 playing as Luigi. Obviously, you aren't playing at the same time, but even then, that would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
For nostalgia purposes. The only thing I don't like is that it has that freaking border around it. Like, it's got that badge at the bottom that tells you what the buttons do, and it's like, I can't turn this off, and then it's got your little player icon in the top left. I mean, just give me the option to turn that stuff off. I don't understand. I mean, it's just an emulator.
Yeah, play it again. I didn't notice.
It's not like I'm even asking for like a stretched image thing, because I don't want that, but... I want to use the full border, screen.
Like, what border you got?
At the bottom, there's a little sliver that says, like, press the L and the R button to suspend and press.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah, why did I have to keep it there?
Yeah, it's just a waste. I mean, at least on the left side where your player icon is. You know, that's not space that would have been used anyway, because these are all 4x3 games, but by adding that bar at the bottom, you're ostensibly making the screen just a little bit smaller because it could be taller and wider. I just think that that's silly that they don't give you the option to turn that off. I mean, I'm fine with it popping up so that, you know, someone new to playing it is able to figure out what buttons it is, but it just seems silly to have it locked in there. So I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely quite a few games on there that I'd be interested in playing, Link to the Past and Super Mario World, because of course, and obviously Metroid. So I'm very glad they're finally doing that, Dominic. But those have basically been the games I've been playing. What have you been playing this week?
All right, so like I said, I played a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. The features on the Nintendo Online and the NES and Super Nintendo, but also played. I've been playing some Phoenix Wright. Still on that. Still, I'm on the last case of the first game.
Okay,
the one where you use the features at the time. You're using the features of the DS.
Yeah,
which that was cool. Which you can still do here because you could use touchscreen.
Oh, nice.
But I don't bother because
it doesn't have a microphone, so I can't blow on it. Was that a thing?
Oh, no, you don't blow. You just press it. Yeah. You can't blow.
That's so sad.
You just have to press the whatever button they tell you to.
Gotcha.
What else have I played? Madden is free this weekend, so I've been playing. I played a little bit of it. I mean, I don't see the difference. I'm not using all those features they have.
Yeah.
Cause I don't play Ultimate Team and shit. And I don't play this game seriously. I just play it arcade. So, I played as the Redskins, like in a season game. I put in Haskins, the rookie quarterback, so I let him start. So I'm just playing as him. Like I said, so I'm just playing as him.
Gotcha.
And we beat the Eagles. We beat them pretty good. I'm playing a lie. I'm playing a lie because there ain't no way in hell they're going to beat this game, beat that team. But we did lose to the Cowboys. Like, we were up big, but then I was like, I'm going to pass the ball because I was just letting them running back and they were doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So I did something you should never do. Like, if you got something working good, you keep going. And I decided I would have passed the ball. And I just threw interceptions, and then the Cowboys came back, and they won.
Hero.
What else have I played? I've also played... What I played on PC? Control. I played some more Control. Control, you know what? Control, it's... the more I play of it, yes, it's better than Quantum Break. This is like... It feel like a more... combat is definitely better than Quantum Break. It's probably the best action of any Remedy game, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't know if that's wow. Well, for me, it's not wow. Because Remedy games were never that great at action to me, to be honest with you.
Revolutionized bullet time, Dominic.
That was cool. But overall, like just shooting with Max Payne.
It was of running around and shooting.
Yeah, endlessly. So this is the best they ever done to me. The story, it's still very elusive. Like, I still don't know what the fuck is going on, but I think that's purposely done. Like, I don't really know what's going on. Also, the voice acting is great. I mean, they're good with that. The Remedy is good with that. With the voice acting, with the actors and everything like that, they've been good with their games. So, that's still top notch. But yeah, I really enjoy playing this game. I think so far I like the powers you obtain. You feel like a Jedi, basically.
nice.
And I like the gunplay is good. It's a fun game. It's a fun game. It feels like Quantum Break. I don't know. I just feel like Quantum Break is more polished, like, as far as the gameplay.
Really?
It would be a lot better. Like, combat. What's wrong?
Nah, I was misunderstanding what you were saying. I thought for a second you were saying that Quantum Break was more polished, but you're saying polished.
Yeah. It just felt like the combat in Quantum Break. Maybe the polish is not the right word because maybe that's what they're going for. I just didn't like it because the powers didn't feel like I needed to use them. Like Control, I feel like I need to use them. I need to use those powers. Mm-hmm. Quantum Break, it seemed like they were nice. They were there. They were cool to use. But a lot of times, I just got in cover and just shoot, and I killed them anyway. So it was like, I didn't feel like I need to use my powers. So I think they implemented the abilities and controlled a whole lot better than Quantum Break. But this game still, it actually gives me more appreciation for Quantum Break too, because I feel like, you know, that game, it's an alright game. It's okay. It's just not as top notch as you were led to believe when you probably first saw Quantum Break before they even put all the actors in there, like that was in there. It just didn't come off that way, but it was an okay game. It was an okay game. And yeah, but Control, yeah, it's a pretty cool game. I don't know what's going on because I'm playing on PC, so it plays very well. And I don't have a super high power PC. I only got a 970 and it runs well. Even better than some games that I thought should run well on my PC, which chugs. So they optimize it pretty well. But I heard that the PlayStation, and maybe the base Xbox too. I'm not sure. I think Xbox One X is fine. But even the PS4 Pro has its problems. It's not really out as well on theirs. Maybe there's some patches that's happening to fix that. But yeah, that sucks. That sucks, because that game, and that's a game that was basically, you know, I'm showing on was the PlayStation. They're the ones who introduce it. So I would think like it would run well on there. What else have I played? Earth Defense Force, the free game of the month. Mm-hmm. The first Defense Force 20 whatever, some feature. But it's not 2017, I know that. but it's, I think it's the last one that came on the Xbox, the latest one. Mm-hmm. And that it's I'm having fun with this. I like it. I like it definitely better than the one I played before, the first free game that came out on the Xbox, Games for Gold. I'm playing as this, what they call them? Angel or something? Like she can fly. She has a boost. She can boost in the air and fly, for a period of time.
Started talking about that one.
Yeah. And I really enjoy using her and shooting the bugs. It graphically is definitely better than that previous game. I'm having a lot more fun with it. It's really dumb fun action, man. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they talk a lot too in this, and they say, oh, the angels, yes, nobody can stop them. The winged angels, whatever they call them. They say, like, cause the bugs can't fly. But I was like, I played in the early games. There were the ones that could fly. So I don't know. I guess this got dumb all of a sudden. I forgot that there are certain ones that can fly. But then there's then the spider one came. And they had these webs, which got these, and you see these angels are stuck in that web. Like, help me. It's, oh no, the angels, they're getting stuck on them. What are we going to do? It's like, they're all panicking because they're all thinking like, oh, they can't beat us. But yeah, it's, the game is crazy. I really like it. I really think it's fun, but the online feature, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know if it's the Xbox or what, because I could play online in the older version. Like, I was playing with some people. And this one, they wouldn't let me get on the network. It said, you're off, like, Xbox Live is off or something like that. I forget what it said. But I can play online. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe it was just while Xbox was broken. I think it's been having issues at the end of the week here.
That's what I was thinking. But I played this early in the week, so maybe, I don't know. I don't know. It could have still been that. But I just find it funny if they shut their servers off, say, like, they're not going to be online, but the old game still was. You could get online. You could get online on that one. Yeah, the older Earth Defense Force. That'll be weird. All right. And last, but definitely by not least, I played some Gears 5. Gears 5 came out early for Xbox Game Ultimate members, or I'm assuming people who pre-ordered it too, on Friday. And I played it with my friend. And the game, the game is good, like the campaign. Let's play the campaign. Campaign is great. Story is great. I really enjoyed the gameplay. I'm going to start off with the, I'm going to start with the problems first, the bad. So far, like, it seems they're having server issues. Like you said, Xbox Live seems to have some issues. And I don't know. So I'm thinking it's not just, so it must not just be Gears people having issues with. But I know on Gears, my friend keeps getting dropped out. And, oh, actually, before I get to Gears, Dying Light, I did play some more of that.
Oh, nice.
I totally forgot. Yeah, and that, I think that shows that it might not be, just Gears. Cause Dying Light, I was having some trouble with playing with him. But then we finally got into the game, and we're finally playing the story DLC, and that's the following, which is, this is like a whole new world and everything. So I was like, okay, this is a whole lot better than that crap we played before. But, you have a Doom buggy or something you drive.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a huge fan of that. It's okay, but not really a huge fan of it. But it's really the only way to get around because it's a lot of open space now. It's not like a lot of bunch of buildings to jump on top of, like, because you're not in a city, like almost like the country side of whatever this place you at. So, yeah, we've been playing that. That seemed, so far I'm having fun with it. Like, it's, cause it's just like, expansion, really. Not just DLC. It feels more like an expansion of the game. So, I mean, if you like Dying Light, yeah, this is pretty good. Now it's just a little more scarier because it's like open space. So when it gets night, it's not really places to hide and go to. Mm-hmm. So running for those, like, super affected is hard. But yeah, I still like the game and I can't wait for the next one. And I'm curious what the hell Dead Island is going to be too. What's Dead Island 3? If it even gets made. Is it like, who's making that game? Do they have somebody who's making that game now?
Oh man, I can't even remember now who the latest people are. Let's see.
But is that, yeah, that's pretty freaking crazy that Dying Light 2 is going to come out before that.
Yeah.
Well, Dead Island 2, because officially a Riptide was just like a side story.
Let's see, it is Dam Buster Studios now.
Okay, never
heard of them. The Homefront Revolution people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. All right. So, yeah, back to Gears. Okay, yeah, the server issues is really, like, Frankie can dropping out stuff. Couple of bugs, like one time we were falling through a level and we had to start over again. But other than that, those are really the problems ahead, not really the game itself. So to the game, I like that. So it's 3-player co-op now, but we just play with two of us and the bot will be played by the computer. Now I tried the bot first in the beginning, but thing is, since it was kind of, the beginning of the game, the bot doesn't really have all his weapons, and it's not Jack, it's Dave. A little spoilery, I guess. It's like, it's Dave, the robot they have, till they switch over to Jack. If I'd known that, I would not have played him.
Yeah. Nobody cares about,
I was like,
Dave.
Fuck Dave. I was like, cool, so what the fuck is a Dave? What kind of name is that for a damn robot? Hell, but anyway. But like with the robot, you can pick up weapons for people. You can do more, but like I said, I haven't been upgraded yet, to what you can do as a person, but I'm assuming, yeah, you can heal people, you can revive them, you can go stealth, but I don't believe you can use, unless you, upgrade certain systems, I don't think you can't really shoot while you're in stealth, but I think you can shoot and stealth if you upgrade, there are upgrades for that. So, now playing as the Gears, you can tell the robot to do things. Like, you can tell him to, hey, use, I forgot what it's called. It's like a scope where you can kind of see the area, like see where enemies are or where weapons are. Now, actually, first, it just tells you where enemies are, like points. Like, and it has a certain amount of distance. You can upgrade the distance, like, if you get these components you find around the stages, the environments, like the collectibles. And you can also upgrade it so you can pinpoint weapons, like you can find weapons with that. Mm-hmm. You can still pinpoint weapons if you see them, like as you did with the later Gear games, so it was like 3 and up. Mm-hmm. But with that, you can just see all the weapons with that scope on the robot. Also, you got it where he uses flash, where he stuns the enemy. He also has a zapper, which you can make stronger, so you can use it longer also. Now, I can't tell him to attack. See, I don't know, because when I pinpoint enemy, I don't see it automatically just go there and zap him. I didn't see him randomly zapping the enemies every now and then, and sometimes he don't. Mm-hmm. And I'd be angry, because I'm like, ah, oh, shoot him. Somebody, like, why you didn't shoot him?
Somebody do something.
So I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know how that works exactly. It's just random and whatnot. But you can make it stronger and longer, so he does use it more, I guess, more often. What else can he do? You can if somebody's down and you're too far, you can pinpoint to that person who was down, so it can revive them.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. Also in this game, the player, like, you rev up the chainsaw now with the, I think it's what, LB, I believe. So instead of, you know, melee button having it, like, you know, that was always like, there's some of the issue, because sometimes you weren't like, hey, I'm revving the chainsaw, it'd be janky. Mm-hmm. Now you have it just set to that button, so it's like, okay, that's good. And the melee button, like, you pull up a knife now, like, kind of slice people, so that's cool too. What else have I? What other features are there? You can, I'll tell you the ones I use. I haven't used, probably used everything. I think that's about it. Story is pretty good. Story's pretty deep. It's a good story. Like, if for anybody who was disappointed in 4, so far what I played is better than 4. Like, it feels better than 4. Like, I wish 4 had this, was amped up somewhat like this. Even though I like 4. Like, I enjoy 4, but I understand how people probably didn't.
Yeah.
But this game is, it's definitely, this is a great, like, story-wise, is a great sequel. Gameplay-wise, it feels great. Like, the campaign, everything throughout. Like, I like Marcus, like, what he says, the woman, Kate, she's pretty good. Also, JD, Marcus Phoenix's son. Mm-hmm. Like, you really go, like, man, I just want to know, does he redeem himself? Because some things happen. I'm like, man, this guy, he's really becoming, it's not, you know, I wouldn't say unlikable, but he needs to redeem himself. But there is a strain between him and his buddy, Dell and Kate. There is a strain between the three.
Interesting.
So I want to see what comes of that.
Definitely.
But what I've read from reviews, I mean, the reviews are in and they're pretty good. But I hear, like, it does leave off with a cliffhanger, which I didn't want. I mean, it's like,
no,
it don't have to be complete, but I'm like, can it feel complete? You know what I mean? Right. Like, yeah. I feel like, okay, this is good. I don't feel like, oh, I can't wait for the next one. Because I'm like, man, it's going to be like another 4 years.
What happened with Avengers Endgame, Dominic, and now they know you don't care about the MCU anymore. So they're like, if we give you some sort of feeling of completion here, then you'll never want to play a Gears game ever again.
But no, but that's just not true. People still want to come at the MCU. And like with me, I just will be like, hey, if I die, at least I can say, yeah, I had a good ending. Yeah. I'll be on my deathbed. I'll be like, I don't know how Gears end.
Why does the queen look like a human woman?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I feel sorry for the people who died and never got the answer to that. I think about that every time I go to sleep. It's like, man, those people would never know why she looks like a woman.
Yep.
That is so sad. That's the saddest thing ever. The game it's fun. I haven't played no other modes, so I don't know how Horde mode is, the multiplayer is, so I have no idea. But I definitely hope to get the kinks out of it. So when the game officially releases, I believe it's Tuesday, right? When it officially releases?
Yeah.
So that's, hope things get fixed then. But yeah, this is like, good. I mean, because Microsoft, you know, their first party games haven't been really doing much. You know, you had Crackdown 3. That happened.
Yeah. Did happen.
What other game? What was before Crackdown 3?
Forza?
Forza's are good.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon. I mean, they're good, but you know what? They're car racing. They're racing games. They're a different ilk of, you know, what you think of the top tier triple A.
Yeah.
But that's about it. That was it. That was really it. What was going on with Microsoft for a while? I mean, oh no, you had Sea of Thieves, but you know, that's a multiplayer game of service and it doesn't appeal to everyone. Now, people who do like if you're the guy people who have a crowd of people to have fun with and do things, that was a fun game, but it wasn't a game like you would show off, you know, like, yeah, this is the game of this, like, this generation. You had State of Decay 2, which was a little disappointing for me personally. I mean, as much as I wanted the multiplayer feature, it just, I wanted more. I thought there would be more. I thought it was going to be more of a story element to it. I don't know. It just didn't have that for me personally. I mean, that's probably my fault. It's not the game. I mean, it's not the game they made. I mean, that's fine. I mean, it's a fine game, but it's just nothing. It is something that really hugely grabbed me. It wasn't it. Like that, those games, Sea of Thieves, State of Decay are games that will complement like a first party lineup. Mm-hmm. But that definitely wouldn't be ones you put out in the front.
Yeah.
Your first party lineup.
You got Gears of War or God of War. We've got State of Decay.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Gears. This is good. And I was scared because they were showing this game, which I don't understand. After playing this, I'm like, why weren't you not like show more of this game? Like, where were you hiding?
Yeah.
Like, where were you hiding? Why we couldn't see like some single player or something? Because I was afraid, like, man, this game is going to not probably be that good because they're not showing too much of the story.
Yeah, especially when they weren't showing anything and it sounded like it was kind of a real departure, too, because it's like an open world now and all that stuff.
Yeah. But so now that I see that I played a little bit of the open world, yeah, it's not. It's. I mean, I only play a little. It's not that a huge departure. You know, it's nothing like, at least it's bad. But it's not much to it, too, so far, too. It's probably not as much as I probably would want out of it. But, I mean, it's something. It probably sucks for my friend because I'm driving and he's just kind of just looking around. Because I was thinking, like, he's so like, it looked like a turn, but I'm like, we got nothing to shoot. Like, nothing's out here. Yeah, and that's basically all I got of it. If you got it, they got the game. I mean, if you don't have the game, you have Xbox, I definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
If you got Game Pass, you should be playing it. You definitely should play it. Hell, man, there's 3 months out there. My friend got, he just got, like, free 2 months of Game Pass so he can play this game. So, it's a lot. You can look, it's probably up there, a free month or three or whatever of Game Pass. Probably Game Pass Ultimate, too. Out there.
And it's pretty amazing that they made the Game Pass version the version that you could play early as well. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Gotta commend them for that.
All right, I believe that is it. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, we get to the flashback segment. New month.
Right.
Let's go back in time, shall we? Doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo.
And we're back. Let's go to the flashback segment. We're flashing back to September of 2009. And what we got is Muramasa. There's a subtitle to it. I forgot what it was.
Something about spirits or something?
The Demon Blade. Yeah. This game, anyways, I think I borrowed it from Gamefly. And, like, because it looked gorgeous. Like, I love the art style of it. Yeah, and yeah, the gameplay was all right, but I don't know why I didn't stick with it. I don't know. I was like, I want to play this game again. Like, I actually want to play Demon Crown again. And Demon Crown is on the new consoles, PS4. Did it come out on PS4 again?
Like, I believe
yeah. Yeah.
With bigger boobs this time.
Yeah. That's... Now, Muramasa, if they had big boobs, that wasn't shown, you know. I didn't see that a lot.
It was chibi boobs.
I was about to say, maybe they're in there, but...
I think they're
Demon's Crown, good God. Dragon's Crown, man. Good God. I mean, that's the character who I picked, but I ain't picking because of that. I picked it because she had a big axe. Yeah. That's why I chose her, Daniel. Mm-hmm. That's the story. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely.
I mean, but I love the art style, though. I love that look of art style. And just like with Real Masha, I like that art style. Let me see what the critics gave it. It got decent scores. I see like 7.5 on Destructoid, 8 out of 10 on EGM. IGN gave it 8 out of 10. Yeah, I mean, it got decent scores. Yeah, but that's a game. You know what? That's a game that should come back out. Is Vanillaware still doing anything recently?
That's a good question.
The last game they put out a game this year. Atlas, okay. and Atlas USA. 13 Sentinels.
Oh.
Angus okay. Rim. I don't.
It sounds anime.
The Wikipedia page don't show me no game, like pictures of the game or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it came out in 2019. Of course, they did Odin Sphere, which came out in 2016, though. So they did have a game this year. So they're still around. What else came out? And that was for the Wii. And Guitar Hero 5 came out.
Oh man,
in 2009. So yeah, the fifth Guitar Hero. I forgot about this one. They had who they have up there? Who's the features? Bob Dylan, Coldplay, Iron Maiden.
Only Muse, the hottest.
The Rolling Stones, the White Stripes, Tom Petty, all Guitar Hero controllers can be playable with this.
Oh, that's the one where they had Kurt Cobain as a playable character. Or maybe he wasn't playable, but you could, you know, have him in the band or whatever, and people were flipping out about that. Because you could have him playing some, like, pop music or whatever.
Oh, really? That's cool. They're flipping out because they liked it, right?
Absolutely. As anyone on the internet is wont to do.
I mean, what other possibility would be not to like him? He's a cool guy.
They thought,
man,
it was besmirching his image, Dominic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think even
the family members didn't like it either?
Yeah, what's her face? His wife, what is her name? Courtney Love. I think she came out and was saying stuff about it too. She might even tried to sue him, I want to say.
Oh,
for that.
Jeff Gerstmann of Giant Bomb commented that it's the near mythic legacy he left behind and the way the Nirvana catalog has been protected from commercial interest over the years that makes this stuff so harsh on his observation of such performances. I understand why people would be against it. I mean, I totally understand. But I'm not really attached to Nirvana or anything. But yeah, I mean, because of what happened to him. I mean, like if his family didn't agree with it or anything, I probably wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. All right, and what else came out? And this comes out like days before Rock Band Beatles, but I'll talk about that more next week because that's when that came out. Also, Section 8. Now, the reason I mention this game is because I always kept seeing it.
That game does sound familiar.
It's a bad... I mean, it got mediocre reviews. The best score I see... I mean, it got 8 out of 10 in some places, but... I felt like I played this. It must have been a demo. It must have been a demo of this game. Because I think damn sure they didn't buy this. It's a first-person shooter. And you're in a robot suit. I mean, it's basically like... it's... The cover art, I mean, you can look at it, something you see everywhere.
This is Anthem before Anthem, Dominic.
Section 8 characters wear powered armored suits which provide damage absorption and augmented mobility. Players can use overdrive to move horizontally at superhuman speeds or activate vertical thrusters.
So you told
the story here.
Anthem.
Section 8 includes a single-player campaign called Cord Story that allows players to proceed as a character named Alex Cord of the 8th Armored Infantry. The first several missions take place in the arid planet New Madrid, and later move to a temperate planet. The super single player consists of 8 objectives. And this only tells me the story. Like, what the hell? Well, whatever. It probably didn't have a story. Oh, here it is. The name section is derived from the old United States military discharge regulation for reasons of being mentally unfit for service.
Oh, man.
And also refers to the 8th Armored Infantry in the game because of their participation in near suicidal missions. So only the crazies. You're playing as a crazy, and they put you on these suicide missions. As it takes place in the future, after the human race has discovered interstellar travel, and has colonized across the galaxy. At the time of the game, a group called the Arm of Orion has begun to disconnect the outermost frontier planets from the main governing body, taking them over while keeping their presence hidden from the government. Okay, this is one of those stories. But yeah, it got okay reviews. I mean, like, mediocre to okay. I mean, I see some 8s. Eurogamer gave it an 8. Gaming Fork gave it 6.5. IGN gave it an 8. And this is the time when IGN was always known, like, yeah, they give games 8s and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, this is a game I always kept seeing it. I mean, it was a demo, and then I think in, like, websites, it was advertised.
Yeah. That generic-ass cover, I remember seeing it everywhere as well.
Yeah. It's so generic, we just think we saw it, and it was something else.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was also thinking, is, like, maybe I've just seen, like, other games that look exactly like it, and it really wasn't.
And the last game I want to mention, it's another game I kept seeing all the time around this time, but it's actually what I heard some okay things about this game. Mini Ninjas.
Yeah.
A game that I always wanted to try. Was there a demo for this game? I think there was a demo.
There was, yeah.
I played it. I think it was okay. I just never got around to getting it. But it's a game I always wanted to try, though. I mean, I always, in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm going to try this game, but then other games come out, so I just don't.
I want to say bought this game from Gamefly for the 360, and I have it around here somewhere, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, you do have it. I don't think this... Is it backwards compatible, I wonder?
Maybe.
But mainly just, yeah. I was hearing a lot about... I mean, it's a nice action-adventure... Oh, yeah. Well, you tell about it since you played it.
Yeah, it's an action-adventure game, and you can switch between the different ninjas. There's a tiny little regular guy. There's a girl. And then there's, like, a big hammer dude.
Okay, are they kids or they're little people?
I think they're just chibi people.
Oh, so normal sized Japanese people.
Sure. Sure, Dominic. Yeah, and I think it had really solid gameplay. I think that's why it stuck out for people, because you look at it and you kind of write it off as like a B tier game or whatever. And I mean, in reality, it probably is like a B tier game. But you write it off as like a C level, like a kiddie kind of thing, especially mini ninjas, and you see these little caricatures. But it felt really good as far as combat goes, and it was clever. And it looked, I think, at the time, it looked good for what it was going for. Pretty simplistic, but still, you know, detailed.
And these are the guys who did the Hitman series.
Oh, really?
Who made this game, yeah. IO Interactive.
Oh, nice.
And I guess technically they are still doing Hitman, because they did Hitman 2.
Yeah.
Well, the latest Hitman 2. yeah.
I think they're working on 3. The latest 3.
All right, so that's pretty much it. 1999, they didn't have no games the first week. I think they had the second week, but since it's the big new month, I usually go through what the covers of video games magazines had during that month. And let me start with... let me put this up here. I'm going to start with GamePro. And they had Splinter Cell Conviction on that cover.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a fall... They had a fall preview guide for 2009. And had on the cover was... what's the guy named Tom Clancy? What's his name? Sam Fisher. Sam,
yeah.
Fisher. So, and also they say New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii, Modern Warfare 2, Tekken 6, BioShock 2, James Cameron's Avatar. Yeah, this is the year. This is the year that movie came out, and that awesome game, Uncharted 2. Again,
you rented that from GameFly, right?
Yeah, I played that game, and I can't remember what the hell I did.
You were a blue guy for a while. And you ran around.
I did not know what the hell. I don't know what it was.
You didn't beat that game?
No, nah. I didn't play it that long. Yeah. But it's a lot of shit in that game. Like, you can look up the creatures, and they keep it in, like, a encyclopedia of, like, the different creatures, even the plants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell, man? All right, and Uncharted 2, among these. Halo 3 ODST they had on the front. Assassin's Creed 2. This is a big year. Wow, this is a big year. Brutal Legend. Look at that.
There you go.
Brutal Legend. That's game a game that, year. Man, that was advertised to shit. That's probably the most advertised Double Fine game ever.
Yep. And it ruined them.
I know, it ruined them.
Because they didn't advertise the right parts. We got a game that it was a decent game.
It was a decent game. I don't know. They just sold it wrong.
They sold it as like an action game, and then turns out it was like half RTS game.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah, they really did. And here's the thing. I want to know if they did advertise it like they did, how much money still had to go to that game before they can say they did well? Like, if they spend money on the advertisement, will they still have sold enough to say, hey, we sold pretty well?
Yeah. It's a good question.
All right, so what other, let me see here. You got here Nintendo Power. And they had Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles on the front.
Oh, boy.
At least I think that is. I mean, I'm looking at the, because they got it in the corner of the names, and I think that's the one that's on the front. Yeah, it's a Chocobo. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, the Crystal Bearers, Professor Layton in a Diabolical Box.
Oh, yeah.
And Dead Space Extraction. That was the Wii Dead Space game.
How do we not have Professor Layton games on the Switch yet?
I don't know. Maybe he's just not popular anymore.
Or everybody's just playing him on the cell phones. I never played them.
I never played them. I do want to. I want to play. Definitely want to play that Phoenix Wright crossover one.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Beatles that was a game that even my wife got into playing for a little while there.
Like, oh, really?
DS out. Yeah. Because she likes all that kind of puzzly type stuff.
Okay. All right. Let's see what other ones we got here. Game Pro. Did I do Game Pro? I already did Game Pro. So, EGM. Oh, EGM, no. EGM, I don't think they existed in 2009.
Yeah, it seems late.
And let me go to Game Informer then. Game Informer, it was the Beatles, Rock Band.
Nice.
They had them on the front cover. Yeah, it's a nice cover. I had this magazine. Yeah, it's a pretty nice cover. Oh, also on the top, Batman Arkham Asylum Reviewed.
Oh, boy.
It's on page 82, if you want to go back and get that magazine. I think they gave it a 9.
Bastards. If I remember. Ridiculous.
All right, so yeah, we're going back to 1999. Let's see what they had. Might as well stay on Game Informer. They had The Legacy of Kain: Soul Reaver. Does it live up to the hype? I guess they had the review in this one. And we talked about it because it came out the end of last month. That was the proper game. This is a game I never touched. I kind of wish I did. Try it out. I missed it. It's one of those games I missed.
One of these also, days, we'll get a remaster.
Yeah.
A remake, I guess.
That would be Square Enix, because Crystal Dynamics is with them. Dino Crisis is in the corner here. First review and strategy guide inside.
And that's a series I feel like needs to be back.
Yeah, and don't now. What would you want it to be? Do you want it to be more like Resident Evil or that action they went with? Well, 2 was actually more action than 1, and 3 was just crazy.
I would say probably like whatever Resident Evil 2 the remaster is, something along those lines.
Oh, okay.
At least initially, you know,
yeah,
kind of getting jump scares from dinosaurs and stuff.
I do think it needs to be a little horror in there, man. Like, I mean, even, like, because Jurassic Park, I mean, Jurassic was not horror, but, you know, you have those moments of being with the raptors and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't be in the game just mowing down different dinosaurs. You know, they should be a spectacle when you see them.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, oh, what's coming? Like, oh, what dinosaur is this coming? Or if I see one, I'm thinking, oh, what's it going to do? It looks okay now, but what's it going to do to me?
Yeah, it's a stegosaurus. Like, oh, it's just a herbivore. It's fine. And then it whacks you with its tail or something.
Oh, yeah. What else is on this cover here? It says Super Strategies for Soul Weaver and Pokemon Snap. Hilarious.
Definitely
interviews.
New strategy for Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
That shit is ridiculous.
I mean, you know what? I never played that game fully, so no. I don't know what
just at the Blockbuster.
Yeah. So what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to just take pictures of? Is it a certain amount you're supposed to take pictures of Pokemon in a certain stage?
Yeah, and then like there are special ways of getting. I mean, I genuinely do think a strategy guide for that game is necessary because it's like, oh, you need this Pokemon to appear, but you have to throw an apple at this group of Pokemon early on in the stage so that later on in the stage they'll come back and build a bridge or something like that.
That's what I do at the zoo. When I don't see something, I throw stuff at the cages and
absolutely.
Hey, get out here. Entertain me.
Yep. And just throwing hunks of meat at lions and whatnot.
Yeah. Also, hilarious interviews with the WWF's Chris Jericho and the Vikings' John Randall.
I'll be the judge of that. Hilarious.
And surprise sequels to Eidos Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation, and Square's Chrono Cross Exposed.
I don't even...
Nudity.
What is that freaking... Tomb Raider game? I don't even know what that is.
Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation? Remember that one? I mean, I didn't play it, but I know it.
Let's see.
I believe it came after 3.
Now I remember it from the cover. It's her looking around with her flashlight.
I remember watching wrestling and seeing commercials for it.
Yeah.
I think she was buried in something, or somebody was like, I don't know, something's happening. All right. So let me see what other magazine I'll look at. We'll look at EGM 1999. Old one. One before September. Yeah. And, oh, they have Dreamcast 9999. The biggest 24 hours in entertainment history. Oh, well, that's a question. The biggest 24 hours in entertainment history? They got 27 pages of Dreamcast stuff. The system, the launch games, how it would change the internet forever.
Oh, man.
This changed the internet.
Broke the internet.
For console games anyway, I guess. Also games aside, Final Fantasy VIII. Oh. It's been... Damn. This is exactly like 20 years. Is that Final Fantasy VIII? Are we coming to that?
Yep.
You know what? Yeah. Because I did. I remember getting it when I was in 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid Integral. I don't remember that title.
I don't either.
Was that supposed to be the VR missions? What the fuck is that? Turok Rage Wars. I remember that. Rainbow Six.
Oh, it's the... what is it? Expanded version of the original released for PlayStation in Japan and then later released on Windows in 2000.
Oh, so it never... Okay, so it was just in Japan and we had a PC. All right. Soul Calibur. I guess just Soul Calibur. Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation, Dune 2000. Are you a big Dune fan?
No. Maybe. Sometimes.
Did you watch the TV show? Oh, you watched
I didn't. No, I wasn't a Dune fan at all.
I didn't watch any of it.
I only know of that movie because of how many times I stocked it at Target.
Oh, I always kept getting. I got Dune always confused with Stargate for some reason.
Mm.
Echo the Dolphin.
Bullshit. Ooh, Echo the Dolphin.
That's gotta be the Echo. Yeah, it must be for the one for the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Tekken Tag Tournament. Yep, I remember playing that. That Tekken Tag was great. I really enjoyed that. Pokemon Snap, WCW Mayhem, and StarCraft. And I think it's one more. Nintendo Power, I believe. Here. They had Jet Force Gemini on the cover for 1999.
Jet Force Gemini. I always wanted to play that game. Never did.
Well, you can play it now. Xbox One. In-depth strategies for Gauntlet Legends. Jex 3, Deep Cover Gecko. Yeah. Revolt. Shadow Man. Also, they had for Game Boy Color games, Tarzan, Looney Tunes, and Deja Vu 1 and 2. What is Deja Vu?
I don't know, but it sounds familiar. Ha 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 ha.
I think that's it. Did I miss a cover? Nope, I think I did. Oh, Game Pro 1999. Did I do that one? There we go. Dino Crisis is on the cover. And from the creators of Resident Evil, and also NASCAR 2000, Medal of Honor, Duke Nukem 0 Hour, Wu-Tang, Shaolin Style. You ever play that?
No, I've heard things about it, but no, I never played the Wu-Tang game.
You know what? There's a series on Hulu about the Wu-Tang, so I see my sister watching it. Yeah.
Interesting.
The Madden 2000 NFL Extreme 2. What is NFL Extreme?
I don't know. NFL Extreme?
This is before concussions and CTEs. So we were okay with violent NFL games. They encouraged it.
Okay, they used to have tapes that come up with
the biggest hits.
Yeah,
NFL Extreme.
Don't remember much else about that game though. Blitz before Blitz was a thing, or after Blitz was a thing.
It's 989 Studios. That's a Sony Studios. Yeah, I do remember the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember this guy. I forgot his name. He's on the freaking Vikings. I forgot. Oh, man, I remember him. Damn it. Oh, well. I hope he doesn't have CTE.
Yikes. I also hope the same.
Oh, Dreamcast is coming. They got up here. NFL 2K, Soul Calibur, Ready to Rumble, Sonic Adventure. Also, WWF WrestleMania 2000 up here. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Resident Evil 2. N64 version.
We are days away from the Dreamcast launch, Dominic.
Yeah. Soul of the Samurai. PC Game Pro has Total Annihilation Kingdoms, Planescape Torment, and Free Space 2. All right, so that is it. Oh, the wait is over. Final Fantasy VIII they have up here in the top. Yep, that is it for this flashback segment. We'll take a quick break and we'll get back. I guess we get to the gaming news. We're back. Let's get into that gaming news. So what we got, man?
All right, Dominic. Game of the year so far. Days Gone is going to get a new game plus mode, as well as two more harder difficulty modes, a hard 2 and survival 2, on September 13th. Guess who forgot about this game, Dominic? Besides everyone not living in Europe, where it apparently sold pretty well. I did.
I thought it sold well. It didn't sell well here?
I don't know.
Well, Europe sold well because there's more PlayStation 4s in Europe than in America.
Yeah. That's the way it goes, Dominic. And they love bikers over there. Here in America, we don't like bikers. No.
That's weird, because biker is a U.S. thing.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Obviously. We love bikers. We love bikers. We love guns. We love America, Dominic. Yeah. I really did forget about this game coming out this year. This is a game that just got lost in a sea of so many other things. Any other time, this is a game that I would have eventually bought, but now it's just like I don't know that I ever need to play that game.
Yeah, I mean, which is funny because it's one of the only big exclusives for PlayStation this year.
Yeah.
But also, it's just a time thing for me. It wasn't like a ton of games that I think it's more of my backlog and other things of interest. And like, do I really need to play that? Do I need to play that game, this game? Like, what's this game that differentiates from? I mean, there's things in there that's somewhat appealing. But you know what? It was easy to turn me off. Like, cause I was, I mean, to be fair, I was looking for an excuse not to get it because I didn't want to get a new game.
And then they
game.
Said you got to fill up your motorcycle with gas cans.
And that pretty much killed it. And I was like, oh, there we go. And since this game is not on PC and I can't cheat, I will probably never get this game. But for anybody who's got played it and they enjoy it, that's good. They got New Game Plus. But you know what? When New Game Plus is capping so much later, I don't ever go back to them.
Yeah. I mean, it really is for me, like with Resident Evil 4, it's like if it's there, I might just start it immediately. And that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to finish it, but I'm just like in the mood for playing that game. But yeah, if it's like months later, it's like, oh, that's a reason to go back to that game. It's like, okay, well, I'm never actually going back to that game.
Like, one day I am going to go back to play God of War and Spider-Man. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But before that, I definitely want to go back and play Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, I'm going to have to play some of the regular story mode, because every time I try to play that DLC, I just, I forgot the controls. And it's not something I can just pick up and play. Yeah, I was noticed. I was like, wow, I don't remember how to play this game. But Days Gone, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's cool that they got that. But two more difficulty settings, those do not appeal to me. I was hoping that one would be super hard and one would be like a super easy mode where you don't have to fill up gas. Yeah, exactly.
You can whistle when your bike comes to you.
I was like, oh, that's good. They got some. Just two harder ones. Okay. it's like.
For those people that wanted it harder and also wanted harder than we just made it.
Yeah. Good God.
No, thanks.
All right. So what else we got?
All right. Speaking of Gears earlier, Dominic, Dave Bautista is coming to Gears. You know, he's been on Twitter talking about wanting to make a Gears War movie for a while now, and I guess this is as close as we're going to get. His skin is going to be released on September 15th after the Clash of Champions pay-per-view that WWE's having. Are you excited to be able to play as Dave Bautista, Dominic?
So what, he's promoting that movie he's in? He was in a movie.
I think
it's
actually more of a WWE crossover, because they're using his Bautista name and not the Bow, like his real name, because his real name's like Dave Bautista or something like that. There's a U in there.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's actually like a WWE tie-in, which is interesting. Why didn't Triple H just put himself in there? I mean, that seems like a Triple H type of thing.
I don't want to be seeing Triple H.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's cool.
He's got a gnarly Marcus Phoenix beard.
There's an article in Game Informer by Reiner. He's a longtime Game Informer guy.
Yeah.
He, I was going to say journalist, but I don't want to give him that much credit. Sorry, guys, I was joking.
He's a game informer guy. That's good enough.
But he did a opinion piece on how he feels about adding these characters to games, like how Mortal Kombat added their characters, how Gears is adding in Terminator, stuff like that. How he's against it. I read some of it. I mean, I can see it. But in multiplayer, I just feel like multiplayer is crazy anyway. Yeah. It's not a story driven. Now your argument is I don't like it because this is just advertisement for the movie.
So that's my thing. Those characters are ones that I feel like I shouldn't have to pay for. You're just basically advertising your game, your movie, your thing in this game. I shouldn't have to pay for.
Oh no,
that should be Terminator in my Mortal Kombat or whatever.
Yeah. He should. Even though, I mean, it would be cool to have him if there wasn't a movie to either, because it is the. I mean, in a way, yes, that is advertisement for their coming movie. That is advertisement. It's just that I actually find him cool.
That's the thing, right? As I said, the argument could be made that you're basically advertising anything that's not an original creation. You could say that for Spawn and then make the argument.
It just so happened that movie's coming out, though.
Right.
This year.
It's coming out, and also those characters are appearing in every single game ever all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. There are multiple games. That's the weird thing. So usually, you see them maybe one game, but. Mm-hmm. Now they're everywhere. They appear in Fortnite and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't see how it's bad. And like you said, if they pay for it, that's one thing. But they're just free. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it's bad. Free skins. That just seems silly.
Yeah. But he was not even saying just for advertising. He was saying, it was more Mortal Kombat characters, but he was a big fan of some of them. I don't know.
It's all about personal preference.
Yeah, I think that's really personal. Yeah, it's really personal. I mean, it's an opinion piece, so it's fine. Yeah. That's what I said. But I don't see the problem. Even that, because I don't play with all those characters anyway. But I'm fine with them being there. Yeah. All right. So what else we got?
All right, Dominic. So I saw this pop up on Twitter the other morning and sent it to you because this was kind of a surprise release / early access. Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville is now out in early access. This is essentially Garden Warfare 3. There's a Founders Edition that you can purchase right now for $30 and get in on, or you can wait till the full release comes out on October 18th, and that's coming out on PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Are you excited about this? What are your thoughts the biggest fan here of that game?
Okay. I really wanted a Plants vs. Zombies 3, a full-blown one with some improvements upon the game, and something, that I can't even think of something they just put in there and I like it, because that's what creativity is. I mean, it's like creative. Especially if I thought of it, it's like creative. but this, I don't know what this is exactly. I mean, I see it. I read on it, some of the modes they have. It is Plants vs. Zombie Garden Warfare thing, but it's just done differently.
Yeah.
It got some new characters. I don't know. I really don't know about this game. Because I feel, also feel
that,
like
that it's coming
cheaper.
Out in early access first and kind of popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and I think it's going to be something that's key selling card packs. The other game kind of was, it was like that because all EA games are kind of like that now.
Yeah.
And I guess it's good that it's cheaper, but I was really looking for a more full-blown game. They do have a single player, but when I saw it, it looks a little bit better than what PvZ2 had. Because honestly, Plants vs. Zombies 2, Garden Warfare, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2, its story mode, like the single player story mode stuff they had, it was done kind of cheaply. I mean, it was still fun, but I could see that it was done cheap. Like, the characters don't have really no animation. Like, they're talking, but you have to read it. I mean, now, I understand, they don't need to talk because that's the whole joke is, like, they just talk like, blah, 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 blah. But,
right, yeah.
But you don't see them really animated well. They look just like what they look like when you have the character, and they just have words come up on them and making, and they just have some noise made. And the single player stuff you're doing is just versions of what you do in multiplayer, just with computer characters. So it's not like its own thing, you know. It's not like that's what I mean. It was done kind of cheaply. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine, but it's not like really a full blown single player thing. I was hoping something more will come out of that with part 3, but I guess technically this is not a 3. But I feel like there isn't going to be a 3. They're going to go with this and just try to make the money off of, you know, car packs and skins. Mm-hmm. And, well, you're probably buying a loot box or something for skins. Well, the car packs are basically loot boxes, and you get random skins. I don't know. I have to see more. I have to see, like, somebody really do an in-depth review of this, like, to compare it to 2. Like, why should I get this and not just stay with 2? Because I'm sure there's still kids playing 2. I mean, yeah. Until this game comes out, I wonder what the kids will do. Because 2 has a ton of shit. It has a ton of shit in there. Like, why should I move on besides the new characters? That's what I'm waiting for.
It's all about the new characters, Dominic. Little ninja.
The Snapdragon
mushroom.
Look alright. Yeah. The Snapdragon, it just looks like piranha plant. But it just doesn't eat them. Right. Like, it just blows fire or whatever it is out of his mouth.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, Dominic, you had actually mentioned something about this. I think it was last week when we were talking about stuff that you would like to see Dragon Quest, the early ones, 1, 2, 3, so on. Those are actually coming out on the Switch. This came out as part of, I believe, the Japanese Nintendo Direct, because I didn't see this in ours, and I was looking through news, and I was like, what is this all about? So 1, 2, and 3 are coming out on the Switch, and they're only coming in Japan right now, but it will include English language. So if you want to play those games in English, you can just hop over to the Japanese eShop, download them, and then play them on your Switch.
Oh, shit.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did they come with features? Or they just that game?
I didn't see anything about features. Since it's the Japanese one, I didn't see a lot about what it was actually going into them outside of the, you know, the fact that
you should have studied
out.
Japanese just to watch this I direct should've. And understand what they're saying.
There was a time, Dominic. There was a time. Yeah, but that's cool. That's coming out September 27th, Dominic. So add another one to the pile of September games.
But the thing is, if they don't have the feature of, like, quick level up with those games, these are old style JRPGs, there's no way in hell I'm playing them. Like, I'm happy it's coming out, but there's no way in hell. I mean, you know what? I might do it, but it's going to take forever for me to play it. Like, because luckily it'll be on the Switch where I could just pop in and level up while I'm watching, like, a sports match or something, or watching a movie or something like that. But, yeah, I prefer them to have those same features that these Final Fantasy games have. And I still don't understand why these goddamn Final Fantasy games can't have all of that damn same features at the PC version. Like, why the PC version can have all these extra features in it? It don't take that much space to add, like, you can get all your, on Final Fantasy VIII, you can get all the magics. I forgot what they call them in the game. But because you gotta extract them from your enemies, which is different from the other Final Fantasies. But you can just, like, get so many of them at the start of the game or whenever you try to cheat on. Why that's not in the Switch version? Like, why is that just exclusive to the PC version? Or the console versions, like, they're all the cheats are the same, but PC one has more of them. It doesn't make sense to me.
Seems odd.
them being lazy, Dominic. I'm going to say it because everybody gets pissed off when you call developers lazy, but I'm calling them lazy.
Yeah, I did. But where did I see? I just saw that recently.
Oh, really?
About, I think with the Gears launch, because of the server issues, the guy said, somebody out there being lazy. Somebody said, hey, when people say they're lazy, you don't know what the hell that they do. You don't know what it takes to make a game. I mean, they're right. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to say they're lazy either. I'm just going to say that it shouldn't be that way. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
But I'm not going to say they're lazy.
The developer as a company should have paid for more people to work on this so that they could complete it in a reasonable fashion instead of giving me a half-assed product. There. Some more nuanced take there, Dominic. All right. Did you see anything else before we start to get into the Nintendo Direct stuff? There's a lot of stuff in there.
Because PAX happened, there were some spotlight games that I saw. Well, look on Game Informer. One that piqued my interest was, let me see if I can find it. The World of Horror. It's like a black and white game, but like, it has that look of the old, like, digital 8-bit game. Like, almost like between 8-bit and 16-bit.
Mm-hmm.
In black and white. But it looks like a, yeah, it says 8-bit homage. 8-bit, 16-bit. Yeah, exactly what I said. But seeing a 1-bit title is where... Oh, this is 1-bit. What the fuck? Okay. But yeah, because it's like one of those old PC story games. Mm-hmm. Like, you read the stuff and you... you're trying to solve this case. So, since I'm like into like Phoenix Wright, so it kind of reminds me of that. And, what's that game called? I borrowed. It was one where you hold your DS sideways, like a book.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel something?
Hotel Dusk?
Yes, Hotel Dusk. Yeah, because I like games like that. And this is, almost similar in that vein. It says, it's a Lovecraftian lore. And it says, well, let me read the article. It's the publisher, Yes Bird Games and developer Panataz. I'm not pronouncing it. I think it's Japanese. Attempted to capture Lovecraftian lore and works of Junji Ito and World of Horror. Story begins with begins as many horror tales do in a small Japanese town, things start happening, changing. With zero reliance on jump scares, World of Horror, see, that's why I like it. I like horror games with no jump scares. It's okay with me. I just want to have a heart attack. World of Horror is all about setting the mood instead. With grim atmosphere, disturbing events, combat is turn-based. And the title is roguelite, so you're encouraged to try different approaches to surviving the encroaching madness from playthrough to playthrough. It's like some action to it, too. I mean, but it seems pretty cool. It's an indie game, and it's coming out on what system is coming out on? PC. It's on PC right now. It's PC sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, it may come on the Switch or something like that. Another game I saw, I think it was The Veil, what was it called? Let me look at it. No, it wasn't The Veil. I mean, I remember that. There is a game called The Veil that was shown, but I didn't see nothing from it. I thought it was something else. But actually, I don't think that was PAX, what I saw. Actually, no, it's a game that's out now. We'll talk about it when you go to new releases.
Gotcha.
But I'm trying to see any other news. Alright, so let me see. Any other news? I think that's it. Yeah, I think you're good.
Alright, I'm getting to this Nintendo Direct that was chock full of entertainment, Dominic. It opened up with Overwatch. As we were speculating last week, Overwatch has now officially been announced. That's coming out October 15th. It's going to run at 30 frames per second. What's up?
I wish you can just... Like switch your character or like anything you did on PC over to the Switch.
You cannot.
See, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because that means I gotta get all the costumes and shit again. randomly.
That's the thing, right? Like, I would be more inclined to play the... Well, I mean, if I was a bigger Overwatch person, I'd be more inclined to buy this to just pick it up and play it when I'm not near my PC or something like that.
That's what it is.
This is a full experience for me, but just as like a supplementary thing. And, you know, it doesn't really seem like what this is going to be. So, I mean, there's obviously people out there that don't have a means of playing Overwatch. They only have a Switch, and that's good for them. But, you know, as someone who does have it on the PC, you know,
Overwatch was cross-play. I mean, not just cross-play, but at least profile cross, kind of. Like, you can just transfer your profile over and, like, hey, I have everything I collected in these other games. I would probably get it, but I think I'll just stick, even though it'll be a lot easier for me to pick it up and play on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't, I don't want to go through that again. Like, I'll just play every now and then when they have a holiday and get like hopefully I get one of those new costumes. But yeah, I mean, it's cool that it's up there, though. I mean, it's cool that Overwatch is up there. I was hoping when it does ever come to the Switch that it would have, like, some type of story feature or something just different than the other ones. But I guess
when that
sequel comes out. Yeah, yeah. You might as well. If it's not crossplay, you might as well.
So they are saying that they're looking into the possibility of crossplay and whether it makes sense, which is why it's so silly to me that they're not considering cross progression type stuff.
Yeah.
You would think you would start with that kind of thing and then, you know, maybe. But I can see the reasons why you would want cross play. I mean, in any situation, but I can also see why I would not want to be playing against PC or even console people on my Switch, because those controls just aren't even as good as like an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One controller, you know?
No.
Like, the sticks just are not, you know, the same quality.
Well, I guess unless you're playing, you know, on your TV and you're using the Pro Controller.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. All right, next up was Luigi's Mansion 3. They showed off multiplayer, a Scream Park party mode, where you're going to have a team of Luigi's versus a team of Gooigi's. Where do your alliances lie, Dominic? You a Gooigi guy?
I like Luigi, man. I'm a Luigi guy. I always like Luigi better than Mario. Before I knew he was a goofball, because people say, oh, Luigi's his dumb cousin. I say, I didn't know he had a personality, because I didn't know none of these people had personalities until they started getting personalities to Mario, and Luigi was just like the dope. I was like, oh man, why'd they do that to him?
Until John Leguizamo showed up.
Like, his, I thought he was his cool. Actually, I thought he was older.
Yeah,
older brother. So I guess he's just a dumb younger one. But I mean, it's still funny how what to do, especially like Mario, the RPGs, the Mario, Paper Mario, and not Paper Mario. What's it called? The Mario RPGs RPG? On the DS.
Mario and Luigi, whatever blank. Bowser's Inside Story.
Yeah, those games. I like how they are, how he so is in that. But this game looks good. I mean, I really want it. I think this will be my next big Switch game I get is Mario Luigi.
And that's Mario Luigi. October 30th, right?
Yeah, October, I think it's close to Halloween.
Yeah.
Or on Halloween.
Yep. That's appropriate branding right there, Dom. Yes, I hope you do pick that up. I'd definitely play that.
Well, actually, see, thing is with me, it comes out on Halloween. I mean, Halloween is always better. Well, since I'm not the kid going trick or treating, it's always better like the stuff leading up to it,
right?
Like the things that happen, not on
to get you excited about it, because you're going to be distracted by candy and sugar overload on Halloween itself. Yeah, I get that definitely. But now kids are just going to have you drive them around in the car, and in the car you got to play your Switch. And then you pull up to somebody's house, you walk out their driveway, you ask for the candy, and get back in the car. Kids can't walk around anymore, Dominic. All right, after that they showed Trials of Mana. That's releasing on April 24th, 2020. That's the
remake of the one that never came out over here. It looks all right. It looks like an anime RPG game. Any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'm actually interested in that. Because, well, Secret of Mana, they had that collection.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have enough features that I would probably appeal to me. But this remake, it looks pretty good. I'll keep an eye on it. Because I do... I'm kind of... Like, the Switch... I do want to play some JRPGs, some of these old schoolish JRPGs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do enjoy them. I just want those speed up features. I just hope it don't take a super long time, you know, because I be leveling up. But gotcha. The Child of Mana, I mean, because Secret of Mana, like those games, I always wanted to get into. Like, always wanted to get into them because I always heard they were pretty all right.
Mm-hmm.
The stories and the combat. So yeah, I'll see how that goes.
Nice. All right, after that, we got a game that is out now, Super Kirby Clash. It's four-player, kind of like, it seemed like it was not even quite traditional Kirby stuff. It was more like focused on boss battles and cooperative kind of battle stuff. And it's going to be a free-to-start game, Dominic, so you can try that out now for free and then
I downloaded it, but I didn't play it yet.
Yeah, I got to add that to my Switch. I from what they showed at the direct, I didn't really see too much that I'm still interested in going back and playing that other one over this one, but obviously this one is free to start and that one you have to pay for, so yeah. God, Dominic, there's still a Yoshi game that I haven't played that looks pretty good and reviewed pretty well that came out this year. I've just gotten so lost in these games that,
Yeah, you're so lost in old games.
Yeah, exactly. just waiting for that Zelda, Dominic. After that, they got into the Smash Brothers stuff. Banjo is now out as of the day.
I haven't played it. I haven't played it yet since Banjo came out.
They did a short little thing after the Nintendo Direct as well with Sakurai playing Banjo and kind of showing off how he's used. He looks awesome in the game. The level that they added,
it looks good.
Spiral Mountain, that looks cool. They've got like remixed versions of the banjo music done by the guy. It all seems just like perfect for what they're doing. It just makes me. They should release that Rare collection on the Switch, Dominic. Make that happen, Microsoft.
The Sakurai, like I hear people say. Like, on well, before you get to it, I'll let you finish before I say it. Yeah, but the banjo looks good. Yeah, the banjo looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
go ahead.
After that, they showed off a nice little trailer for the next character coming to Smash Brothers, who turns out to be Terry Bogard from Fatal Fury, but. This trailer has like all these different characters from that series, like reaching for this invitation to, I guess, the Smash Brothers tournament, as you would, is it supposed to be, and just like missing it barely and falling off cliffs and just like really humorous. Yeah. And then of course it ends up in Terry's hands.
And the look of the Neo Geo game. What's it called? Final Fight? It's a Final Fight.
Is it Final SNK Fight or SNK, Fatal Fury? Whatever. I can never remember which one it is.
But SNK game. But it was pretty cool. They had those graphics and those old Neo Geo graphics. And I was like, yeah. Even though I'm not into that stuff. I'm not into, wasn't into Neo Geo at all in anything. I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's just, it wasn't a Nintendo or Sega Genesis. So I was like, oh. And I see it in arcades, but I was just always like, well, this ain't Street Fighter. As I just say it. So I just thought it like sucked. I mean, I was just an ignorant kid. I didn't know what it was, but right. I was like, Street Fighter was the thing, and this was a Street Fighter. So this I was like, knockoff. Who cares? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you interested in more like actual fighting game characters in there? Like
I never was.
Yeah.
For Smash? I was never interested in a Fighting King character ever being a Smash. Like, that's just not... I have no interest, because I'm like, they're already fighting games. They're already fighting games, so...
Yeah. They've got their own thing already.
Yeah.
Like, I like just the lineage of it. Like, just it being a game that now just has, like, touches of video game history from all around the world. But as far as, like, just being a character, like, I don't think I'm going to go in that game and play as Terry Bogard very often. Like, I'd be much more inclined to play as Banjo, who, like, it just seems so perfect because, like, they're using all the powers that he has in the old games. They're using, like, spring pads as his double jump. And you have, like, a quantity of feathers so you can do, like, the invisible run-through thing. Just, like, the touches that they use to call back to those games just feels so great. They also announced that there's going to be more characters coming after, because I think they have one more to announce for the current DLC pack that is already purchasable, I guess season pass or whatever you want to call it. And then they said they're going to be continuing to release characters after that. So we've got a lot of characters coming, Dominic. How long before we actually get Goku, Dominic? Will we ever see Goku in Smash?
I have. We might. I mean, I don't say they got to. But that second character pack better be fucking Waluigi, better be in there. And it better be no shit. I think they already got it where you can wear the costume.
Yeah.
I think so. They have some new costume packs too with this for your Miis. Mm-hmm. I don't remember them on the top of my head, but they look cool.
One was the Team Rocket, and then the other one was Sans from Undertale.
Okay. Was Zero?
Oh, I don't know.
Was that already in there?
I might have missed that one.
I saw Zero, but that might have been already in there. Maybe that wasn't anyway. I'm not sure. What was I about to say? But to Sakurai, I heard people talking about. Sakurai said he needs to. He's going to be so. They do another pack. Say he's going to be so tired or something. I'm about thinking like, it's his job. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm tired from my job, Dom.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like people go to work every day. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about here? Like,
yeah,
because I think because of that time they say he was old, like he did a lot of work on the other Smash, and he said, I guess he exerted himself or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, wasn't he like sick or something
at one point? You know what? That sounds right.
That's what I'm saying. I think I remember that story, but I'm thinking like, well, I mean, if he just pays himself like a normal person, he'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll get a shitty game 7 years later, Dominic. We don't want that. He needs to work himself to death.
I mean, damn. But don't give me no bull. Don't give me no shit like, oh, man, he's going to be tired. Don't give me that shit. Like, the Black Man in America, I want to hear no shit about some man making a video game being tired. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, like, you're right. They did also announce Proto Man, Zero.
Oh, Proto Man. Maybe that's what it was.
From Mystical Ninja. So those are pretty good Mii Fighter skins they got going on too.
But nah, I went Waluigi character. Goku, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind. I'm trying to think of what Nintendo character they haven't done that's pretty big yet.
I'm trying to think.
Hopefully Shovel Knight will get in there.
Yeah, they got him as like what a trophy or an assist thing right now. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely like to see him as a full character, but I don't know if they've already got him in that way. I wonder if they would actually do that.
Oh, and the Binding of Isaac. They should have that thing in there.
Yes, they should just have Naked Little Boy in there. I'm trying to think as far as Nintendo stuff goes, Guigi. Maybe, we need a Guigi.
Well, they got Banjo in there. He's technically Xbox, maybe Sony.
I want Master Chief.
Maybe Sony
Master Chief
should be like,
and the guy from
like,
Infamous.
They should have Crash Bandicoot. They could have Crash Bandicoot.
You know what? Crash Bandicoot would actually be pretty sweet if they were able to get
him
in there.
Or Spiral.
Wouldn't mind Spyro either.
Sly
Sphinx
Cooper.
And the Curse of the Mummy. Wouldn't mind him.
Yeah, yeah.
Sly Cooper would be perfect as far as like getting that PlayStation, you know, kind of mascot guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nathan Drake.
They hate the train. Yeah.
As played by Tom Holland.
I'm trying to think the platform. Jax. Let me get Jax in there.
No,
Jax
or Bubsy. Oh, I was going to say Bubsy. Yeah. You got to get him in there. Yep. If we're just going down the trash well, you know, this is grab Bubsy while we're down there. Absolutely. Yeah, that game's pretty awesome, Dominic. After that, they showed off another awesome game, Dominic. We've been talking about this one. Doom 64 is officially coming to the Nintendo Switch. And
yeah, you were just PS4 talking about
and
that.
Some other stuff. November 22nd, which I believe is the same day as the new Doom, so that seems like a bad idea, but whatever. Depending on the price of this game, I will absolutely get it. I think for this one, I would even pay $5. I'm not going to pay $5 for the original Doom, but maybe for Doom 64, I would. Just because I have some sort of stupid nostalgia for that game, even more so than the other ones. But I'm glad they're finally doing it. I'm glad that this is actually happening.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it should be like a Doom pack.
It really should.
For all the Doom games for like $20.
Absolutely. But we're just asking for too much out of Bethesda.
And the mods, like the Simpsons mod and all of them, they have all of them.
Absolutely,
don't. Actually, I don't know. Was it a Simpsons? I think the Simpsons mod was Wolfenstein that I played. I think yeah, that was Wolfenstein, the Simpsons mod one.
And they can port it over.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably the Doom one, but that was the one I actually played. It should do both, because they both love Bethesda. It should be a Wolfenstein / Doom pack. The old Wolfenstein.
Now you're really just asking for too much, Dominic.
I ain't asking for too much.
You were asking just for the right way amount. Too much.
They ain't putting no money in. They ain't,
these
like,
corporations can't milk the money out of us. It's if like, they're well, just well,
they
giving
should do
away
a Wolfenstein
games.
Pack too. They should actually do like old Wolfenstein and the ones that came out, you know, those newer Wolfenstein games that came out, you know, years later.
Shit, man. If they could somehow get the rights or whatever they need to do for that Raven one and have that come out on the Switch, I'd be definitely down to play that. Since everybody talks about how good it is. All right. After that, Dominic, we got Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE Encore. That's coming out January 17th, 2019.
You know, I'm curious. I do want to try this out, but I wish it was like a demo.
I have no idea what these games are.
I mean, I know it's an RPG.
Tokyo Mirage ones,
But that's what I'm saying. I wanted to try it out to see if I even do like it. But I want to take a chance on this type. I can't take a chance on those type of games.
Definitely. Yeah, hopefully they will. You know, there have been surprisingly more demos on the Switch than I expected, which is sad because it's the only reason that's true is because I basically accepted no demos whatsoever at this point because that's the way games have trended. But like, back in the 360 days, it was practically like a demo for every game, or at least it felt that way. And now we're back to a point where games are, well, I guess games aren't more expensive. They're just as expensive and actually kind of cheaper because they go on sale faster. But still, just the ability to hop on, try something out for a couple of minutes, see if you like it before you buy it. Yeah, that's so much better than... It seems like maybe the reason they don't do that anymore is because digital games have become so available. Like, oh, we can just convince someone to download the full game instead of giving them a demo, and then maybe they don't want this game, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo, what is it for the return policy? Is it like an hour?
You know what? I don't even know if they have one. I have not heard anything about that. You would hope they would. I mean, I feel like Europe band-aided that from all those companies. And you would think if they're doing it over there, they would do it over here. But yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that. That's the way we got to play demos now, Dominic, is download the game and then ask for a refund. All right, after that, they showed off Deadly Premonition 2 that's coming out in 2020 and announced that the first game is now available on the Switch as Deadly Premonition Origins. This is a game I only know about in meme form, essentially, because people talk about how it's, like, so bad it's good and wanting more, especially Jim Sterling, who talks a lot about it.
What do you mean? When you say in meme form?
Like, in the same way, like a movie, like when you were talking about The Dead Don't Die, where it's like so bad that it's good, well, you know, it like circles around the other end. So like, this game is so weird and janky that it people actually consider it good in a way. So like, ironically liking something, essentially.
Oh, okay.
But that's coming out, and we'll, I guess we'll see if the second one turns out to be as much of a cult classic as the first one. After that, they showed off Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition. That's out now. Is that a game you would want to play on the Switch, Dominic? That seems too involved.
It really is. It's a lot. I mean, I can see someone enjoying it, though, on the Switch, but I would have to be in front of the computer for that game.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't even seem like a game I would want to play on the consoles. I want to be, like, facing a monitor.
Yeah.
So I can be all up on it. Speaking of PC games coming to the Switch, though, Dominic, Jedi Knight 2 Jedi Outcast is releasing on September 24th, another September game.
Now, and I tried to play that on the Xbox when it the game was for free.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, those games are old. I don't know if I could just play that game.
Yeah, they said that the multiplayer mode is going to be included, so you can go online with that. And there's also going to be gyro support, so if you want to waggle your lightsaber around, you can do that. And they also announced after the fact, it wasn't part of the Nintendo Direct stream, but Jedi Academy will also be coming next year in 2020. So, for whatever reason, they just decided that the Jedi Knight games were a well that they wanted to do start exploring again.
Yeah.
After that came the SNES games. We talked about that already. That's now available. There are 20 of those. And they also showed off the controller, much like with the NES one. You can buy a replica-style controller that this one plugs in to charge. It doesn't slide in on the rail like the NES ones did. It's going to be $30. You can only buy it if you're a Nintendo Online customer person, and it starts shipping on
the 18th. So you can't play, you can't use that controller anywhere else but the Nintendo, Super Nintendo games?
You know what? I feel like the NES one, you were able, because it was basically just like a Bluetooth controller. I felt like you could.
So then it's weird then. That's weird. That's the case. Oh, yeah. You have to be a online subscriber to buy this. I don't know. That is weird. That's weird.
And like, for nostalgia purposes, I get it, but I don't think I want to hold that controller. Like, I don't want to hold the Switch, and it's similar, you know, it's flat and kind of rounded, and I'm already using a grip for that thing, so I would rather just buy I would rather just use a PlayStation or an Xbox controller to play those games than a SNES controller, even though, you know, there's a nostalgia aspect to it.
Yeah, I was I didn't play Super Nintendo because I didn't have it, but I played Genesis, and I don't want to hold that controller again.
We've improved since then. This is our helmet, Dominic. We've improved helmet and controller technology, and we should not go back. It's unsafe for us. It will cripple our hands. All right. After that, they showed off Tetris 99. There's a 2.0 update, which is adding an Invictus mode, which is a online battle mode similar to the original version, but only for people that have won, that have come in first in that online game, which I definitely have not. Hopefully that means people who have and are more skilled at the game will then funnel over to that, and then maybe I can get a victory and feel special about ever beating that game. And then
what game is this called again?
Sorry.
What game is that called again?
Tetris 99.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was like reading something. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then there's a second DLC pack coming that's going to add multiplayer stuff. You can do online battles on the same screen with your friends. Like, you can have two Tetris boards going for you and your buddy, and then playing against all the other people online. And then there's also like an 8v8 battle mode that you can play if you have multiple people in the room with switches. And they're also going to be adding daily challenges, which will allow you to get currencies, which will then allow you to buy some of the themes like they did with the Game Boy one and they did the Fire Emblem one, which I'm happy about because I missed out on that Fire Emblem event entirely. I didn't see until the following week that that had been going on, so I did not get to get that theme. So I'm glad they're giving ways for people to go back and get those. They also showed off another theme, I think, that looked really cool, but I can't remember what it is. After that, they showed off Xenoblade Chronicles. That's being remastered, the Wii game to the Switch. That's coming out in 2020. Xenoblade, Dominic, I don't know about you. Are you interested in that?
I don't know. Really. Not really. If they said, like, oh, we added like quick level up mode or something like that, I will probably be interested in it.
That's basically what you're looking for in all.
Yes, all JRPGs. Like, that's the only reason I never got into that series.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. It's because it was an old school RPG, JRPG. I mean, not old school, but it's actually newer. It's not really totally old school, but I need something quick. Like, I need something to make things go a little bit faster for me. I have to see. I mean, because I do want to try it out. I do want to try that out, but that's the only reason I stood away from it.
Gotcha.
Because I like Xenogears. And see, and I know they're kind of part of the same thing, but then they're not. Right. Like, I was into Xenogears. I got Xenosaga when it was supposed to be like some huge thing, like 6-7 games that guy was talking about. Which now I'm thinking, like, man, why'd I say that? Why couldn't you just make the game, wait till people fucking like it, and then if you can expand onto the story that you created, then you go ahead. But don't. And like, because I was into that, but then they went all crazy and they said, oh, we're going to show it up to 3 games now. I'm like, whatever. I stopped at 2. I stopped at Xenosaga 2. But yeah, it is a series I'm interested in. Maybe I'll get into it. I don't know, but maybe it might be a game that make me not care about it, and then I'll just forget about it.
Yeah. All right, got another one for you, Dominic. Animal Crossing. They showed off a trailer for this. Did this trailer make you more, less, or the same interested in this game?
I watched when the raccoon was talking, and then I stopped.
Okay.
I fast forward. I mean, it's not more it can do for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll see. I'm waiting till it comes out, and I'm gonna read reviews or listen to reviews on podcasts and what people think of the game and what does it have, and then do I want to get it? Like, it's nothing like that's gonna do nothing for me right now.
Nice.
How do you feel about it?
I'm kind of checked out on it. Like, if I hear that it's good, I might try it out, or if you end up picking it up, I might play it a little bit, but I don't think that's a game that I'm looking forward to right now, and I could be wrong about that if I start playing it, you know. But right now, if I was really interested in a game like that, I feel like I would just be playing Stardew Valley, since I never really put a lot of time into that. It seems like it's going for kind of a similar thing.
Did you finish Wargroove?
No. Lots of games, Dominic. Lots of games that I should be playing. After that, they showed off Devil May Cry 2. That's coming out on the Switch on the 19th of September. Another September game, Dominic.
Devil May Cry 2. Like, that is considered the worst Devil May Cry.
Yes, it is. They're working their way up, Dominic.
These games should not be so separate.
No, they should not.
Like, it should be, and it costs $20. And it's cost $20, right? I don't think it was $15.
I think it's at least $20. Yeah.
Yeah, that is too high for these games to me. With no special features. Like, I looked up there. If there's special features, it's not telling me when I looked on the eShop when I read the details.
Yeah,
it's like nothing. It's just a game. I mean, it. In HD, but I mean, you can tell it looks very old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. they're charging way too much for these games. $20 each for those games, that's too much. It should be a pack. Should be a 3-pack with the first 3 games for $20.
Yeah.
I would even say 30 would be fair-ish.
Man, if it's 30, it better be some features in there, man. Yeah. It has to be some features. It can't be just, if it's 30 for just the games, I would think, I'm sorry, for me, that's too much. That's too much.
I don't disagree. I just think that's, you know, what a company is going to be willing to give.
I know what you're saying, but I'm feel like, god darn, put some like, we could put some new costume packs in here or something like that hasn't been here before, or put like,
the invincibility mode or something.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all really milking it. Y'all already charged too much for the Resident Evils. Capcom's like, man, y'all trying to get your money back from what y'all lost from those years ago when y'all was kind of down.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, after that, Dominic, they showed off a trailer for Pokemon Sword and Shield. This was basically just about feeding your Pokemon. It didn't do anything for me, but
I think I fast forward to that too.
Game still looks good. That was a wise choice. They really wasn't anything to it. They were just talking about how you can mix different ingredients to make different types of curries that you can feed your Pokemon. And it's like, okay, why would I want to do that? I just want to battle these monsters. After that, they showed off Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, and Rogue. They are both coming to the Switch as the Assassin's Creed Rebel Collection. There's no official release date yet for that, but there were some leaks from retailers that make it sound like it's coming out December 6th. I think that's the best way to do that is to package those two up. I really liked Assassin's Creed 4. I started Rogue at one point, but never got very far into it. But I'm glad they're at least packaging those two up. Although I haven't seen a price for that yet, so I would be concerned that they're going to try and pass that off as a $60 product. But
also, yeah, I don't. We'll see. I mean, after 3 look pretty bad on the Switch, how are these going to look?
Oh God, you know what? I didn't even think about that. I have wiped 3 from my mind completely. I want to say from the trailer that I saw, I did not notice much slowdown, but I will also admit that I watched this in like 1.5 speed, which hides those slowdowns very easily.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say. Yeah.
So
yeah, you're watching it wrong.
God, I really didn't even think about that, Dominic. Now that is a very big concern of mine. Not that I was really going to buy this, but you know, that as Black Flag being one of my more favorites of the series, especially in the modern day after stuff like Unity and whatnot came out, they need to stop. If this game runs like 3 did, they just need to stop, because they're hurting customers by having them buy a shitty version like that. That's ridiculous. All right, after that, Game Freak showed off Little Town Hero. That's the town game they had previously shown, the RPG. That thing looks cute. It's coming out October 17th. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm curious about the game. Yeah, that's. I hope it's decent, because I think not every one I pick up, like an RPG, I'll pick up. That does look pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of reminds me, like, art style-wise of Ni No Kuni. Like, it looks really smooth.
Ah, Ni No Kuni, that's coming out this month, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's coming out the same day as Zelda. Oh, fucking video games, Dominic. Another one that I'm excited to see coming to the Switch, Return of the Obra Dinn. That's a game that I've been thinking about buying on the PC for a while now. And that's supposed to be coming out fall 2019. The developer on Twitter said he doesn't have a specific date locked in yet, but they're working on it.
Yeah, Return of Obra Dinn. I really want to play it, but I think I might just... It just reminded me that I want to play that game. I don't know if I want to... I'm going to get on the Switch. It depends how much it costs.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. They showed off more of Daemon X Machina. There's a new prologue demo that is out now. I believe that game comes out next week. So if you're into some mechs and some anime stuff, you can check that out.
I remember playing that demo or beta test. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I think it was like, yeah, like what a beta demo or something.
It was, I wasn't into it, but then no. I wasn't really trying to play it really. I just downloaded it and just tried out a bit.
Gotcha. All right. And that was pretty much it. They did show off some Zelda, and that game looks incredible still. Just every time I see it, I'm so impressed with, because it just has like the sheen to it that makes it look like it's an actual diorama or claymation scenery. And it just looks so cool. I'm so excited for that game to come out later this month. And then after the Nintendo Direct, Dominic, I think it was like a day later.
What about the, you're not going to talk about the Zelda features?
Oh, what did they show off besides the dungeon, like the dungeon building stuff?
Yeah, talk about that.
Oh, we've talked about that stuff before, that you can build your own dungeons, which is a cool addition. I just don't know that it's something I'm going to get it too into.
Tell us how do we play other people's dungeons?
I don't know. Can you play other people's dungeons?
Oh, I thought you watched it.
I watched it at 1.5 times speed, Dominic, and I saw Zelda, and I said Zelda looks good, but I don't need to learn anything more about Zelda. So I was not paying attention.
The way I saw it, and the way they showed it, because I watched it twice, because I had to make sure I was reading it correctly. It's not that you just transfer dungeons over, like you could just save up to like a cloud or.
Oh, of course it's not.
Send it. You use the amiibos. So you save it to the amiibo, and then
you mail it to your friend.
I was like, fuck you. Fuck you, you son of a bitch. What the fuck? Why?
I'm glad there will be a community of hackers that will just like assign it to an RF tag that you can rewrite and then do that, maybe. That's still ridiculous. Too much work, though. That's not going to happen.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm never going to use that feature then, Dominic. Never. Never, ever. Because I'm not going to build my own dungeon to play my own dungeon, and then I'm definitely not going to like go on Reddit and ask people to send me amiibos or something so that I can play their levels. Why? You have the infrastructure for Mario Maker. What the fuck are you doing not just doing that same exact thing? Why are you even doing this then? What is the point? It's God. If I didn't want that game so bad for the single player stuff and I was excited about that portion, I would be so disappointed by that. That's really questionable, Dominic. That is Nintendo being prime Nintendo right there. I can't even.
I'm trying to look for, hold on, I'm going to look for an article that actually talks about it, because I feel like that should be talked about more.
Yeah.
Because that sounds stupid. Oh, here it is. Here's how Link's Awakening Dungeon Editor mode works. Okay, it's going to showcase the thing. This is an older article. Maybe they said it then, too.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. They basically say you can save it to the amiibo. Like, just like you said, you save it to the amiibo, you give it to your friend to transfer to his... Why is there not an online component to that?
And listen, if I made this mode, this is weird. If I made this feature, like in the Zelda game, you can make your own dungeon, and this is the only way people can really share it. Think like, what a waste! Because that means
exactly nobody's going to play my portion of the game.
That is such a waste because not a lot of people are going to play it. They're not going to be sharing it like they want to, if you can share it to an online community.
But you know why, Dominic? Because they're coming out with a Zelda Maker after this, and they don't want you to not buy it. That's going to be the harsh reality in about a year.
That is bold, though, because people gonna buy this game regardless without that feature. That feature was couldn't gonna be in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. That's like I'm saying. Like I didn't need that. I don't even care about that. But now that you have it in there, to then undermine it by not having the ability for me to download other people's is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Man, God, Nintendo's just always being Nintendo, I swear.
Yep.
They always being Nintendo. Alright, so where else are we at?
Alright. So after the Direct, a video arose a couple days later of a new Switch accessory, Dominic. I don't even know what the fuck this thing is. It's basically like a flexible hula hoop. I've seen exercise equipment that is similar. I guess it's like a hard resistance band or something, essentially. But Nintendo's version, you strap the Joy-Con onto it, and then you perform exercises in front of your friends and family, apparently, is their idea. There are going to be more details on the 12th. But I... Why do they have to make everything social, Dominic? Why can working out not just be a personal experience? I feel like the Wii Fit board was personal.
Dude, say that again, Matt. I'm sorry, because I was reading some more about the Amiibos and looking at people's comments. All right, what'd you say?
Resistance band thing. Like, why are they having you work out in front of your friends and family? Why can't they just have you...
Was this in the Direct?
No, this came out as a separate thing, like... the next day or a day after or something like
okay.
that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I never heard of this.
Yeah, it's like there's a teaser video that I saw posted on Twitter. It's really weird. It's just like a small, like, hula hoop thing almost. And they're, like, stretching it in between their thighs, like a thigh master, or stretching it in between their arms, or putting it on their legs and doing crunches and stuff. It just – it's – so weird, but even weirder than like the Wii Fit board. The Wii Fit board made sense at a certain point, and they also just sold it as like an exercise thing.
Yeah.
This, they're seemingly like selling it as a like Switch accessory where it's like, oh, you'll take this to parties and, you know, you'll do these silly activities. And maybe that's because there's like, it's more mini game focused and there's not like actual exercise stuff like there was with the Wii board. Cause that was like, oh, we'll check your balance and we'll check your weight and stuff like that. But it just seems, I mean, this is like said it before with the Zelda thing. Like this is peak Nintendo weirdness right here. Like what are you guys doing? I mean, I guess we'll find out more on September 12th when they talk about it, but I just don't get what they're going for here.
I don't know either. I have to see this. It sounds weird, though.
Yeah. it really is. The trailer is just the weirdest thing. It's like 2.5 minutes long, and it's just like literally people exercising in front of their friends and family. It's just...
Yeah, that is weird. When's it come out? Do they have a date?
No, they're supposed to have more details on September 12th, so I guess they're going to do like a Nintendo Direct or something, you know, a little stream for that to discuss what that thing actually is. But
okay.
Gonna get my exercise on, Dominic, with my Switch. Get my crunches
exercise
in.
In the nude. So yep. If my family members want to watch me in the nude, go ahead.
Remind me to never touch your Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
You don't know where that thing has been now. All right. You see any other news for the week, Dominic?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. On to new releases. We got Catherine, the full body edition for the PS4. So if you want weird dudes turning into sheeps in a puzzle game, you can check that out. Did you play anything more than the demo of the original one, Dominic?
No.
No.
And I barely played that. I don't even think I did a puzzle.
I just remember people, like, talking about it with a lot more reverence than I remember anyone having at the time of that game's release. But seeing it at, like, fighting game tournaments is so odd to me. Final Fantasy VIII is now out on the Switch, the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Like you said, having more accessibility features and whatnot in quality of life features in the PC version just makes me so annoyed that those don't exist on the Switch stuff in particular, but all of the versions, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's almost like they did extra work to exclude some of these other consoles. That doesn't just, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Spyro the Reignited Trilogy is now on the Switch. I have not seen reviews for that. I hope that game runs as well on the Switch as it does the other consoles, because that is where I would like to pick it up if I eventually do pick it up, and I do want to pick it up at some point. So hopefully that version of the game turned out good, especially since they gave themselves some more time.
And they got subtitles, right?
They added them to the other version, right? So they...
No, that's what I'm saying. They're like, this one should have it too.
They better.
So.
They damn well better. Also out now is NBA 2K20 for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, and the Switch. Are you going to end up playing that at all, Dominic?
Probably not.
No.
Gotcha. I think I'm good. I think I'm good this year.
And you said the Switch version wasn't exactly what you were looking for as far as like controlling it wise, right?
Nah, yeah, I didn't like the controls. Yeah, I don't like that controller for that game. Yeah. Like, the Switch would be perfect for me for baseball, because baseball's slow.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, well, when that EA baseball game comes back eventually, you get that on there. Also out now is Gears of War. Or, I always want to say Gears of War, Dominic. It's Gears 5. That's out on the Xbox and the PC. If you got Games Pass on either one of those, you can check it out basically for free.
I don't understand. Like, why? Like, what was the big deal?
There's no more war.
I can take out the war. It is a war.
There's no more war. They didn't want to be associated with God of War anymore, Dominic. They were tired of me getting confused every time you said G-O-W. That's why.
That's funny. All in the context, I get... I don't know, one person say there's only one G-O-W.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Gears of War. I didn't even talk about God of War. I said, right, Gears of War.
Exactly. I mean,
and at one point it was, for me. Because God of War wasn't really doing much at the time. Like, 3.
Yeah, exactly.
3 was good, but it was quiet after that for a while. Yeah. And Gears was doing it. Now God of War is good again. But hell, Gears is good now too. Yeah. But it's this Gears 5, G5. Guess it's G5, right?
Oh, like a G5. Okay. All right. River City Girls is now out on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. Yeah, it does.
It's made by WayForward, too. And, you know, they make really good pixel art action games. So,
do the girls' boobs jiggle?
Pretty all right. If I had to guess, I would say yes, because even in Shantae, which is a freaking cartoony kitty looking game, they
I know.
Still do that. So
I know. God,
just
damn.
Seems like WayForward's MO. Gotta throw that jiggle in there.
Realistic.
Yeah. Yep. When you're not wearing proper support, that is realistic.
Exactly. I was about to say, it's like, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Always wearing these girls wear bras. And then Greedfall, Dominic, that's out on the PC, Xbox One, and PS4.
Oh, damn, that's out. Shit.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to play in that game.
Put your Necrocomicon or Technomancer or whatever down. And
which I am.
Pick up this one.
Because it's these other games.
I was going to say, she already did. Yeah, so that game looks cool. I haven't seen reviews for it yet, though. Let's see if we got a Metacritic here going on. Metacritic for the PC version currently sits at nothing.
84.
Nothing. Zero critics. Zero.
Undecided.
They also don't know that this game exists, Dominic. So.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta get on it. We could be the first and only people to make a review for this game.
It's funny. All these games. So many games comes out now.
About it a little bit.
But it's so many games that come out now, but it's less people who actually does reviews at these top sites to review these games.
That's because they're firing all of them now. I'm like,
yeah. But it's not influencers who do it for free.
No, if they're real influencers, Dominic, they ask millions for it. All right, now it's apparently the 7th best seller on Steam, so good for them. Do you have anything else for the week, Dominic?
Oh, so that's not an exclusive Epic game. Okay.
Nope.
But now I got their money upfront.
All right. Thank you guys as always for listening. You can check us out on Twitter. Dominic is at Dino Mans. I'm at Regulus MB. The podcast is at Superpod, SUPAPOD. Superpod.com is the website for this podcast. You can check out all the old episodes there, as well as links to all the other places you can find us. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much any place you can find a podcast, you can find us there. And until next time, guys, see you later.
All right, see you.